Romeo and Chevy.
Wow. 24 days in. New year.
From the InfoWars.com News Center. Deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it. Day 24 of 2017 and day 4 of the Trump era. Will it succeed wildly or crash and burn in disaster and world war? That will be determined by us. For we hold our destinies in our hands. This gift from God, the gift of free will. Hard to believe the first month of 2017 is already long in the tooth. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I am burning inside for freedom and burning inside to crush the tyrants. Our spirit is infinitely stronger than theirs. We have to have the will to turn our strength loose against the enemy. It is Tuesday, as I said, the 24th day of January 2017. I do want to open the phones up a lot today. We have several guests as well, but there's so much info that I tend to perseverate on one topic or the other and not get to the body of the news and not get to your calls. But I really want to get your view on 4 days in. Trump is spectacularly delivering, unless you read disinformation mainstream news that is misrepresenting what's going on. Day four, he has done more for this country than Obama did in 8 years. But of course, Obama was working against us. He has done more for this country than Bush did in just a few days, and they are absolutely supercharging the revolution against the establishment and a new renaissance. Poll, Americans are more hopeful than negative after inauguration. Remember, Gallup and others have been using skewed results, so they're even having trouble holding down the fact that optimism is exploding. The polls are fake. It's much higher. Also, not satire. Politician keeps his campaign promise. A Kit Daniels article. Trump targets three agencies with ambitious budget cuts. Announces federal hiring freeze. Globalists cringe at TPP torpedoing. He signed an executive order withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He signs an executive order blocking the forced individual mandate, basically killing Obamacare. It goes on and on and on, and we're into day four. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's been roughly 4 days. You could say day five, counting the weekend he worked over. So day four, day five, only part of Friday. I mean, Fox News had a countdown that was 1 day added, counting Election Day as one more day. Everybody else, like Google, had one less day. I mean, I think we should probably establish ourselves what day of the presidency this really is. I think you can count Friday as the first day. He got a lot done that day, Saturday, Sunday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 4 days. But now we're into day five. So you have to say in 5 days, he's done this much. It's all apples and oranges, but this is big. The panicking social engineers, as we saw in the WikiLeaks, have decided to go all in on the race baiting, and they're now going to do it publicly. And I noticed the minions of this system take their marching orders very, very directly and very, very dutifully, doggedly. So that's why I was screamed at, "You're an effing white male," hundreds of times by mainly white women. But now white candidate for DNC chair says her job will be to shut down other white people. There's actual video of this. It's up on InfoWars.com. You name it. When we come back, we're going to play this and a lot more. I mean, this is wild. This is wild. Stay with us.
This
is Owen Schroyer for InfoWars.com, and I met so many amazing people at the inauguration and on this journey to make America great again and get Donald Trump in the White House. All the amazing people I met and all the love I received meant so much to me. My heart and my capacity for love has grown 10 sizes. I dedicate my work to you. And to all the pseudo-intellectual liberals out there with your noses up, it's time for you to take a bite of humble pie, and the election of Donald Trump is the pill you have to swallow. You need to know your douchebag sense of entitlement is so palpable that it makes you the ugliest person in the room. And if you don't come off your self-made soapbox now, you will soon be the most lonely, desperate, desolate people on earth. Donald Trump is your president. The reality is, Donald Trump is the president, America elected him, and we're here to make America great again. Make planet Earth great again, expose the fake news media, and change the world. You can either join us or be a humorous footnote in world history. Thanks to everyone so much for the love shown over the course of this journey. Donald Trump is our president. Now let's get to work.
This is Alex Jones. I want to tell you about a way to save a lot of money on one of the best new off-the-grid products of 2017. And seriously, I really think everyone should have one of these. I'm talking about the PPX solar generator system from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. The PPX is so small you can put it in your pocket, but so powerful you can run some 110 appliances at your house, like a small refrigerator, so you can keep food from spoiling. Plus, you can take it with you to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, heavy equipment, even airplanes. The system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, allowing you to create your own private power grid, literally anywhere in the world. Perfect for cabins, remote locations, anytime you need to get off the grid for a while. Go to privatepowergrid.com to watch this thing in action. That's privatepowergrid.com. Even better, use coupon code PRIVATE at checkout and get a second PPX energy unit for free. Check it out at privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
It's not true.
That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the 24th day of January 2017. We're now into day number 5, but it's still got a lot of time left in it. And Trump is delivering on, I would say, already about 10% of his promises. That's unbelievable. If he got 10% of the agenda done in 1 year, if it took him a year to get rid of Obamacare, or a year to begin to secure the border, or a year to bring back Ford and Carrier and Chrysler and Foxconn. I mean, I would be blown away at saying this is positive. This just shows how controlled the federal government was by multinationals, by communist China, by the IMF, the World Bank. And that's why China's announcing that the United States is pulling out of the World Government Project, that they're going to be taking it over. Good luck. The whole thing's parasitic. The whole thing's criminal. The whole world is turning against multinational corporations using Chinese slave muscle to leverage out the planet. And Trump knows that. And Trump also knows that it's a sure thing to expose globalism as unelected and unaccountable. You do that, it's over. And to expose replacing humans with robots and building a world where humans are obsolete is horrific. Trump wants to build a world for people. For the people, by the people, of the people. And that's revolutionary because that's the opposite of the globalist plan that we've been breaking down for so many years. And why does the military listen? Why do the intelligence operatives listen? Why does the president listen? Because they tune into this show, they're hearing information that they already have researched, they already know, and that they have already been resisting for a long time. It's just the public wasn't ready or informed enough yet to do it. But InfoWars and Drudge and many others have now informed the public, and the public has experienced global tyranny for themselves, and so now the ground is ready and fertile for the second American Revolution that will be worldwide. America will alter the destiny of the world for good if we go down this path, as Trump said in his speech. 1776, worldwide, not the United States dominating via conquest and then handing the spoils over to multinationals. We pay for it, do the fighting, the bleeding, and then give it to them. No, but exporting ideas worldwide and forming new alliances and trade. Everything Ron Paul has called for and wanted as well. That's why when Ron Paul, who's coming on tomorrow, gets into, you know, Trump's really good about not wanting war with Russia and all this and not being a globalist, but what's he doing with Mattis bombing Al-Qaeda and ISIS? Well, we have to. It's what's causing the war. It's expanding. It's growing. It's truly a cancerous, oppressive threat. So again, like the Bible is taken out of context, mistranslated. They admit that thou shalt not kill. But then a few passages later says defend yourself and your family. Means do not murder, do not kill an innocent person. Obviously, to be anti-war means you're against starting wars, being for war for no reason. But standing up against ISIS or standing up against King George III, that wasn't warmongering by George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Sam Adams. That was being liberated against a tyranny and launching a system that we enjoy the fruits of and the freedoms of today. So I love America. I hated the globalist criminal overlay that was on our country, and I'm trying to remove that face sucker that was attached to our nation. Now, we're going to break down how Trump is delivering in a royal flush, again, just 4.5 days in. We're also going to look at the newest globalist brainwashing term. They call it alternative facts, or challenging them. So first it's conspiracy theorists, then they call you a racist, then they call you a Russian spy, then they call you fake news, and now, oh, Spicer has alternative facts. And Leanne last night was really upset, just like she said she was on air, and she was just shaking her head. I saw her in the wardrobe area kind of talking to herself, and I walked through talking to her. She said, I'm really freaked out. I mean, I saw CNN put out the fake photo that nobody was at the Trump inauguration. And then I saw their own digital megapixel photo showing it was completely full. And then I saw them have to admit it wasn't true. And then I was at the gym Sunday and saw them again live say that nobody was there again. And she said, that upsets me. Everybody saw it on national TV full of people. Everybody knows that's a liar. It should be. But I was arguing with people, and they were saying I was wrong, and she was so upset for them. And you know what? That's a normal response to be freaked out by lies of this magnitude. So what's CNN doing now? I saw them yesterday again. They're saying Trump and Spicer and everybody are a bunch of sore losers, and that we're all just obsessed with things when they're the sore losers, and that we're making it up that it was a smaller crowd. The issue is the Metro shows record numbers. You have people outside all the gates trying to stop people getting in. You show an 8:30 in the morning photo and people were just being allowed in before they filled up because there were lines 3 miles long to get in. And Obama, who ran the Capitol Police, had a plan to not let people in and then to let the protesters beat people up. So what do? I have footage, live, hours, of women being beaten up and attacked and them blocking us from trying to get into 3 different entrances. So I had to travel miles around Pennsylvania Avenue to find one entrance to get in, and because you're only allowed to go into certain entrances with your tickets. And guess what was happening there again? People trying to block the entrance. Now, what did the media do with this? What did they do? I need to do a whole report on this. They had everything from MSNBC to ABC to CBS to, running with stories that day I was thrown out, and they show video. In fact, if we can actually go to this article, it shows a photo from Cleveland saying that I basically got arrested. This is how dumb they think you are. Look, January 22nd, 2017. No, that happened in July of 2016. They were escorting me for my protection when a bunch of communists attacked me saying I had no free speech. But not in the disinformation land. I got calls. I had my lawyer call me. He heard on the radio that I had been thrown out of the Trump inauguration and caused a disturbance. I can't even keep track of all this. I'm trying to get in. I'm attacked. As I'm walking towards it, there's bleeding women walking by on our Facebook mentions, live. And they're telling me I'm bleeding. They attack me. They won't let you through. The police do nothing. I'm like, really? We get there and they attack us. The police come and grab us again and say, you're not allowed. We've closed this entrance. And then it turns into I'm arrested again. But wait, it gets better. I'm also drunk, they say. Hadn't had a drink. And they make a big joke out of it. This is called preying on the public. Here's one from the Inquisitor. InfoWars host Alex Jones caught doing his job while being drunk. And they just show some image of me supposedly being arrested. Alex Jones is having a bad inauguration day. And then it just goes into how I wasn't allowed in and how great that is. And then it turns into this. That's from the New Republic. Then there's this. Alex Jones gets kicked out of Donald Trump's inauguration video. And you go watch the video, and it's communists and Black Lives Matter and Black Bloc groups attacking me. This is the fake news. It's totally insane. And here's the deal. I know what really happened. You can go watch the live feeds and see what happened. They don't care. They've gone on TV and radio and everywhere and said that I got thrown out, I was drunk, and that it's all cute and funny. And then it gets worse. They just say, oh, Martin Luther King's bus has been removed. There's media still reporting that. Not true. They say, oh yeah, that was a very small crowd, just a few thousand people there for Trump. Here's a photo of Trump during the inauguration, and it shows, again, images of right when they first opened the gates and start letting people go through the metal detectors. This is how they deceive you on MSNBC, BBC. They all did it. They all do it. And then let's show you from CNN's real megapixel photo they debunked themselves from on top the Capitol. Let's show you what was really there. Let's zoom miles down to that. And then there's photos from above. The crowds continued on from there, even though you couldn't get through the makeshift entrances they put up with metal detectors. By the way, it's admitted, but I was there. When I came out after the inauguration, there were still huge lines of people upset they didn't get to get in. Now, why am I going back to this? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with people that are consciously defrauding the public and criminally colluding together to lie to everyone. And then Spicer, who's getting more hardcore, so I'm commending that, gets up there and they say he's a liar. And that it's true. And then CNN doubles down and shows the same 8:30 in the morning photo and says, see, it's true. And then shows Obama's next to it. We can put that on screen where they wipe it and show and lie to everybody. So I've got all this news to cover, but I've got to go back to this because it's so important. I have to field calls from family and my lawyer and others who hear that I was thrown out by Trump when it's totally a lie. This is what they do.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. We return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, so if you're a radio listener, I know this is kind of torturous as you hear me describing photos and images to a radio audience, but everybody's pretty much already seen this for days online. We're going to produce another HD video today, a special report, because more huge, huge megapixel photos have been released. There's also overhead photos just showing how the crowds were trying to get in even during the swearing in of the president and couldn't get in because horrible Soros-funded communists were attacking people outside. But it doesn't matter. What do you do when they attack people? What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You simply claim, oh, Alex Jones was thrown out of the inauguration for being bad. And then you show video of people shoving and attacking me when I was trying to get through to, and by the way, they lie and say, oh, Jones failed to. No, once we broke through, the police had closed the entrance. So we went to another entrance and broke through. The police wouldn't help anybody. And guess what? That was closed. Went to another entrance, broke through. That was closed. Everybody watched it live on Facebook mentions. People hitting, punching, grabbing you, getting in your face, doing all of this as you try to simply get in. And this is just footage of me just trying to walk down the street. This isn't even the footage of me that the crews found. There's hours of this when I was actually trying to break through. This is just walking down the street. And they would block people, men, women, children, just anywhere basically in D.C. trying to get in to the lines to get in. But they just say we're out there assaulting them. Just like they say there was no one there to see Trump. There was nobody there. He grabbed the Martin Luther King statue and threw it out the window. Just the minute he got there, he just ran over and grabbed it and ran off with it and threw it in the garbage can. You know, I had seats so close to the podium that I couldn't really see Trump. So I got up, walked back about 60 yards. I described this a few days ago. I didn't know they could actually find me in the crowd. And I got there, and I could get a good view of him standing up behind the production equipment. But they wouldn't let you stand in areas except behind the production equipment. So they show brown spots where, oh, look, there aren't people. Well, that's because just like at a rock concert, they wouldn't let you stand there. So, see, they use this deception looking, look, there's openings in the crowd. It wasn't even full. Yeah, because they had security guards every 10 feet and wouldn't let you. And only because the security guard knew who I was did they even let me stand there where I could see the president. Because, again, the Capitol wasn't built so you could, you know, sit there with this bigger crowd and be able to watch somebody give a speech. I mean, if you're 100 yards away, you could barely see the president. Again, I was like 30 yards, and I couldn't see because I was up against the podium where you're just looking up. But this is the deception, folks. CNN, Associated Press, BBC, they all show the same garbage, all planned. Oh, look, they put it out that day. Oh, look, here's Obama, 2008. Here, let's show that first. Here's 2008, totally, completely jam-packed, overflow. Yeah, because they didn't put fences up. People were just allowed to come in, and they weren't physically attacked. But now look at the crowd. It's all in a box. It's all in a rectangle. And it's not as big. Yeah, because you just opened the gates. It's in the morning. And again, I keep hammering this, but this is catching them, just like with the fake polls, or just like with all the other lies, or PP Gate, or just the hundreds of other lies that we've caught them red-handed in the WikiLeaks. And then you actually are there, and you're being attacked by communists, and they're screaming at you, thousands of women mainly, you're an effing white male, and then attacking you, kissing, screaming, cussing. We can't even play it because it's just F, 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 F. When you've got 200 people around you, just F you, hate you, white male, blah, I'll kill you. Blah. And meanwhile, it's not just on the street now. White candidate for DNC chair says her job will be to, quote, shut other white people down. The essence of racketeering, the essence of race crime, the essence of racially targeting people. This is 110% KKK talk from the 1920s. We're going to shut down the black people and not let them, you know, have a voice. And just like the weird Green Party people and Merkel's party and others over in Germany, when they get up and go, it is good we bring in Arabs. White people are bad. Women, give themselves to them. Wear the hijab. Let them rape you. I'm not kidding. This is in the news. It's in the news just yesterday. So same thing here. I am white. But you need to elect me on a racially based, not that I'll do the best job for you or represent you. No, I'm white. But the reason you need to vote for me over the other black lady is I'm going to really suppress white people. Okay? Okay? I mean, I promise. This is 100% certified blue ribbon panel racism by the people that claim they're fighting racism. They are just a despicable criminal group. I mean, there's not words to describe these people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's no secret that Hillary Clinton is the one that coined the term deplorables and that we stole it, ran with it, and now owned it. But let's recap some of the behavior we saw over the past election and at the inauguration. People protesting Trump were assaulting reporters, burning limos, smashing buildings, throwing stink bombs, disrupting the inauguration and other events that were happening, blocking streets, cursing at reporters. At the Women's March, you had people on the stage cursing repeatedly, talking about fellatio on air, saying Trump can fellatio himself, threatening to bomb the White House, wearing pussy hats, spitting on people. How about all the assassination threats we've seen on Twitter? I'm not seeing any of that from Trump supporters. So after all, who are the real deplorables? I've said it once and I'll say it again. When they go low, they go really, really low. This is Owen Schroyer for InfoWars.com. Real news, fake deplorable.
Hey everyone. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side. And as many of you know, I'm on a mission to help Americans get and stay healthy. You've all heard the shocking statistics. Despite spending trillions of dollars in healthcare, nearly $10,000 per man, woman, and child in this country, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and autoimmune illnesses are rampant. One out of three or four people is dealing with some kind of health challenge, and everyone knows at least one person with a degenerative disease. If you are dealing with a health challenge, or if you're healthy and want to maintain your vigor and longevity, and you're looking for a convenient, easy way to incorporate nutritional raw materials into your day-to-day lives to guarantee that your body is getting the fundamental nutrients, the 90 essential vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids it needs to do its healing work, you need to check out InfoWarsTeam.com. Give your body the gift of good nutrition. Head over to InfoWarsTeam.com. Your body will be very grateful.
On the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
National Defense Labs and Citizen Armor has given InfoWars the exclusive on distributing to the American people the true next generation in body armor.
Basically, what we're bringing to the InfoWars team is a new line of dynamic, lightweight body armor. It is lighter, more flexible, easier to wear, more comfortable, and stronger than anything else on the market.
You said when you talk to people that have been using this, actually testing it for years, people that currently attested for us, they didn't just say outstanding. I mean, what'd they really say about them?
They want to know, how do they get it? Where do they find it? A lot of my law enforcement official buddies want to know the same thing.
The backpack body armor is only $200.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a quarter inch thick. It's got a 20-year warranty. It's waterproof. You can wear it. It's comfortable.
And we shot everything you can imagine at it. Again, fund the InfoWar. Get the game-changing nanotech tubes. It's a win-win. $200. Go check out all their different products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. We've now entered day five. Already, globalism is collapsing.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Truth is stranger than fiction, it's been said many a time. And in my experience, that statement, that truth is stranger than fiction, is one of the truest ever said. Now, the crew was making a point to me, and I always ask them to make a point. If they think I'm off track, and it's not that I'm off track, because it's more of like a enigma within a riddle. We've got to cover lying and saying he took out the Martin Luther King bust. We've got to counter them saying it was a tiny crowd and being caught lying about it and still coming back again and saying, no, Trump's wrong. These photos are from during his inauguration. Just incredible disdain. And the linked up corporate media, CNN, with the BBC, ABC News, MSNBC. But the crew is pretty much unanimously making the point. This is a distraction and they keep it going, even though they're losing the argument, because they want to divert from the legendary developments of pulling out of the TPP, because it's unelected, it's secret, it transfers our power. Don't even argue and say it's good or bad. It's unelected. It's a transfer of our sovereignty. This globalism stinks and it's unconstitutional. Trump abandons Trans-Pacific Partnership, Obama's signature trade deal. It's not a trade deal, New York Times. Fake news. So I think I'm right to cover and harp on their fake news to fully discredit them so people know their tricks. But it's only worth it if I explain, as they just did, it's still a diversion from the larger issue of them distracting us. That's why I will only cover attack pieces against myself when it's educational and people can learn how they operate. I mean, how do you go out and claim you're democratic and liberal and loving and then scream you're an effing white male and attack women, Hispanic, Asian, and black women, by the way, they didn't care. You're trying to go into the Trump inauguration? Maybe you just wanted to go see it. Maybe you're a Democrat, but you wanted to go see history. Didn't matter. They were attacking people. Again, I wasn't looking for trouble. I'm out there trying to get my credentials at 10 in the morning, knowing there's big lines I've got to get in. Friday, I'm standing there because they have a cabbie, you know, delivering the documents to us. And I'm out there, and all of a sudden I see people attacking folks trying to come down the street, people in, you know, with black masks on. And I'm like, what's going on? Cops do something. Then women start coming down the road this way from 200 yards down where there's an entrance. And I just see a big crowd here screaming. I can't really tell what's going on. And these women walk up bleeding and some are almost unable to walk. And what's crazy is there's one TMZ clip that just shows an altercation where two women are attacking a guy and also two anarchists, so he fights back, when we just have endless footage of live streams of stuff 10 times worse from the live event. None of it on InfoWars, none of it promoted, none of it anywhere. And I'm not bitching at the crew. It's just that I'm just there witnessing all of this craziness that was so over the top. I mean, they would attack women, you name it. And then the media spins it into I was thrown out of the inauguration and that I was drunk and that I was attacking people. So this is the type of garbage that we deal with. And it really tells you the mindset of these people. They will do anything. You know, Democrats, if they were able to take over and said, let's arrest Alex Jones, let's arrest Ron Paul, let's arrest Donald Trump, let's go crazy, they would love it. They would love to see me publicly hanged for my views. Hell, they call for our death. That's how deranged and authoritarian these people are. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, women would come over and scream, you're an effing white male, like the N-word. Like, you're a such and such, or you're not valued. You don't get to speak because you're an effing white male. And now, this is up on InfoWars.com, white candidate for DNC chair says her job will be to shut down other white people. My job is to shut down other white people when they want to say, oh, no, I'm not prejudiced. I'm a Democrat. I'm accepting. See, because you're not ever allowed to say, I'm not racist, I'm accepting, because it never ends. You've got to submit to whatever you're told and whatever you do by people that are in a race cult and who are using racial classic race-based politics, tribal-based politics, to take over. And it's a bunch of freaky, weird, old, creepy, criminal white people that are actually leading the war against the West and white people and trying to make sure that the whole world doesn't ever adopt the values of freedom. They're inoculating them psychologically so that they can never have the birthright. Excuse me, Matt. Yes, we're going to go to that clip. Here it is.
Black Lives Matter, and it makes me sad that we're even having that conversation, and that tells me that white leaders in our party have failed. We have to accept that there is prejudice that exists within our own party, and we have to be able to have that conversation. We cannot sweep that under the rug. We cannot continue to hide it. We cannot smash voices down when they are trying to scream, listen to me, you don't get it. I'm a white woman. I don't get it. I am pleased and honored.
Back it up a minute. There's another part of the clip. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. Bernie Sanders, what the hell are you talking about? I'm white. I'm sorry. I'm inherently bad. I can never get it. I can never be good. I need to accept whatever George Soros' policies are, or I'm a racist. I need to accept Obamacare, or I'm a racist. I need to accept open borders, or I'm a racist. We've got a clip on Fox News where they say, America and white people are bad, the liberal guest. That's why we have to have open borders. Really, I thought we'd have people come into the country who want to work and be part of the nation. No, no, no. You only come to prove white people bad. See, it's a whole religion of conquest, but it's the bankers that are conquering you. And, you know, people like Zuckerberg of Facebook building a 700-acre mansion compound in Kauai, Hawaii, while he uses race politics to, you know, leave us here in the rear all fighting with each other like idiots. Let's go back to her. I'm sorry, I'm white. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, you need me. Here, let's go back to her.
Pleased and honored to be here today to have the conversation. I am so excited that we're here. And I am listening because that's my job is to listen to the issues. My job is to listen and be a voice. And my job is to shut other white people down when they want to interrupt. My job is to shut other white people down when they want to say, oh no, I'm not prejudiced. I'm a Democrat. I'm accepting. My job is to make sure that they get, that they have privilege. We're not going to break through this. This is not just rhetoric. This is life or death. This moment in our country, the Democratic Party has the opportunity to do something different. We have the opportunity.
Now, you notice I've used the term death battle. No one else uses that term, but I've told you they're in a death battle with us. Their psychology is they must bring down the West. They don't care if that means you're a wealthy, successful black person, Hispanic, white, all the same race, mixed. Almost everybody's just intermarrying. It doesn't even matter. And they're desperate to suppress and keep racial politics in control. They're the party of the KKK, and they're now indoctrinating the minorities into total racism. But a lot of the minorities out on the street felt weird about it and weren't the really aggressive ones. It was the white people, because they've got to prove that they know whites are bad. They have seminars on this, and they've got to go out and attack the devil that's the other white people. You understand, this is total cult brainwashing, and you just heard her. This is a life or death battle right now, and it's against white people. Wow, I mean, that is beyond the hardcore Aryan nations. That is beyond the hardcore white supremacist, and this will cause massive recruitment into those groups, which again then puts us all into divided groups, just like in a prison. With everybody segregated, and that's how you have a prison planet. And that's why I've been fighting the creation of the prison planet, but that's what they're constructing, and they all know full well what they're doing. And no one, again, can prove that they're anti-white enough, as the other members, you know, who are running for the DNC chair look down on her. Let's go back to it.
Opportunity to really confront the fact that we have not been in alignment with our values. We've been talking a lot of smack. We need to make sure that our actions and our words and our values all match. And around the issue of race, we are so far out of alignment, I don't even know the way back. But I am.
And again, those are some rough clips off the internet. It tends to get downloaded a little bit jittery, but that is basically unedited. That's what they're saying. That's what they're doing. You can go read the transcript of it. You can watch the unedited C-SPAN clip up on Infowars.com. But that is some seriously disgusting garbage. My job is to shut down other white people, to shut them down when they want to interrupt. See, it's her job, just like they were doing out there, to stop people from going to the inauguration. Because they're the high and mighty ones. They have all the answers. They know what to do. And you can watch the full C-SPAN clip at Infowars.com right now. It's very important to get that out to everybody. Now, I've got a bunch of other clips I want to get to that are all monumentally important. That was a Sally Boynton. But I want to play a clip from Paul Joseph Watson that we've bleeped. That's on Infowars.com, that's got millions of views on Facebook and YouTube, that needs to get 50 million views. But I've been told by folks high up in the Trump operation that, again, they are very, very thankful to Paul Watson and the great work he's done, and wanted me to relay that message to Paul, that Paul is quite the rock star there, not just in the Trump presidential organization, but also with the Trump family. But I'm just going to leave it at that. But these are really funny, fun videos that aren't hateful, but just shows what a bunch of mentally ill, babies the followers are and what evil controllers the people on top are. So here's the video. It's the truth about the anti-Trump riots. Here's Paul Watson.
Oh, so you thought the butt hurt, the mass hysteria, and the temper tantrums were finally over. Nuh-uh.
Honored to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
This is the anti-capitalist bloc of Disrupt J20. Yeah, I'd like more capitalism, please. With a side serving of capitalism. If only they put as much energy into having an actual argument as they did smashing Starbucks windows.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, fuck the bourgeoisie. 10, 11, 12, fuck the bourgeoisie. 13, 14,
oh geez, get a new line already. These are the anti-fascists who physically attack people with whom they disagree. In other words, they're the actual fascists.
Love Trump's hate,
they scream maniacally as they punch you in the face. Their goal was to block entrances and stop people from attending the inauguration. Yeah, how did that work out for you? But this trash can really got shown who was boss. Oh yeah, and I thought building walls was racist. Unless you're building human walls to stop other people exercising their First Amendment right to peaceably assemble. That's just fine.
And unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth.
This is a terrifying speech. The biggest cheer of all came when Trump promised to wipe out Islamic terrorism.
Yeah, Trump actually vowed to stop Islamic terrorism. I mean, how dare he? That might offend Islamic terrorists. Terrifying.
If you thought you'd never see anything on TV as frightening as 9/11, this was it. But the consequences of this are far more damaging.
So a Trump presidency is more damaging than America's deadliest terror attack, thousands of dead Americans, and two wars that cost over $5 trillion. Yeah, that's mass hysteria in tweet form. This New York Post writer compared Trump's inauguration to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Right, so thousands of lost lives is equal to your hurt feelings. Yeah, I don't think so, moron.
I'm no longer quite so convinced by this democracy thing.
Yeah, the thing about democracy is that you can't just cancel it when you don't get the result you like. Maybe you'd be more at home in North Korea, where they don't have to worry about bothersome things like free elections.
If somebody can successfully assassinate Trump and his VP today, that'll be lovely, lol.
Well, that's strange, because then, yeah, call me crazy, but I don't associate live, televised, blood-curdling assassinations with the word lovely.
Only way I'll watch Trump's inauguration tonight is if someone promises to assassinate him on live television.
Yeah, but come on, what about Melania's dress?
If anybody does assassinate Trump, I hope they take out Pence first. I think he's worse.
There speaks the voice of reason.
Death to the fascist insect who preys upon the blood of the people!
Yeah, you seem to have confused Trump with a monster from a 1950s B-movie.
Today my doctor told me I was pregnant. At first I was so happy, but then I realized what it means. I don't really want to do it, but I'm considering making an appointment to get an abortion because I don't want to associate the day I find out about my child with the day that fascist pig Donald Trump became president of my wonderful country. I'm just so emotional right now. Can anyone give me any advice?
Here's some advice. Make an appointment with a shrink, and for the good of humanity, stop having unprotected sex.
Last November, I called Trump a fascist in this speech. With his inauguration tomorrow, I feel it more than ever.
Yeah, you don't know what a fascist is, do you?
Less than 24 hours until a dangerously insane fascist liar becomes president of the United States!
So you think a dangerous fascist is about to become president of the most powerful country in the world, and all you can do is tweet about it? Hey, at least go smash a Starbucks window. At least dress up in denim hot pants and tights for a queer dance party outside Mike Pence's house. So when are we going to have a gay dance-off outside the embassy of gay stoning to death Saudi Arabia that funded a fifth of Hillary Clinton's campaign. No?
If someone was cruel enough to assassinate MLK, maybe someone will be kind enough to assassinate Trump. Hashtag be kind. Hashtag love Trump hate.
But at least Bill and Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama enjoyed Trump's speech.
Hello, darkness. I come to talk with you again.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States. President of
triggered.
Bing, 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 bong. Gotta be the president. And you throw the wife in, it just gets better and better. I think people have been praying to God for an answer. Doesn't mean he'll do everything. Doesn't mean if we don't really get right with God and really work hard and really take action, that things won't, you know, turn sour on us. Doesn't mean there's not gonna be probably big wars or financial global crises, because the New World Order is organizing for a counteroffensive. So we can just run the white flag up and give up, or we can continue fighting. But look how far we've come by fighting. Look at how the world is changing. Now, he was reading tweets there and showing clips, Paul was. And they'll say, let's kill Trump, and let's kill the VP, and let's go after his kids, and let's, you know, all these horrible things. And then they'll say, love Trump's hate. And be kind, hashtag. I mean, it's like they're trying to publicly act out 1984 doublethink and upside down world and make it an art form. Because they'll run over and scream and hit you and say racist, fascist, white male, when saying someone is bad because of what color they are is the essence of racial fascism. Or, we're going to kill you, hater. Why are you so hateful? And so I'd say, okay, give me a hug at the Women's March. They'd go, F you. This is mass mental illness. And what's happening is they're getting worse and worse and crazier. And the most radical of them become dominant in these groups. And I'm talking a million women probably were in D.C. It was close to the Trump inauguration. Now, I just look at the real photos and real numbers. I don't lie. Oh, they didn't have anybody like they do us. And then, no, you're a scary cancer. You're growing. And then all over Austin, hundreds of thousands. It was basically, you're a woman, you come out, and you just scream and yell, have no facts, and then don't even know that Soros funded over 50 groups, billions of dollars the last year, to create this movement that was going to be the defense brigade for Hillary. They already had this all lined up, the databases, the women, the purple movement, the pink movement, you know the stupid hats they wear. The D.C. police were openly wearing the pink hats. The same D.C. police that would let people attack us and, I mean, attack families with little kids trying to go into the inauguration were being attacked, and a bunch of fat, stupid, lazy cops who, by the way, Trump ought to fire every one of them that doesn't openly have a loyalty pledge to the First Amendment and disassociate. Anybody caught wearing those hats on duty when they're a bunch of anti-free speech people should not be police officers. Nobody tried to stop the women from going in. There weren't even fences needed for their big rally that was planned. Well, it was planned as a victory thing months ago, back when they were sure they were going to win. No fences needed, because, see, they don't have to keep us out from hurting you, because we're not animals like you, you scum! And I should have gone and wanted to known how they were going to act and then run around and just filmed it all. I'm sitting outside waiting to get my tickets. And women start coming by bleeding, and I'm like, the first woman's like, I'm bleeding, they attacked me. Oh, man. I'm like, this person's a drama queen. No way they attacked an old woman. Then another woman comes by bleeding, and another, and then, oh my God, they're doing it down the street. So I go down there, because I thought that was where we're going to enter, and they go, oh yeah, you're not getting through here. It was all F you, Alex, and weird little guys, little black mask, all dancing around me, little Satan demons, and all of a sudden, boom, boom. It's like, hey, you fascist white male, just like if it's KKK, but actual modern giant KKK. Because people are just people, and the media legitimized racism against whites and has now created an army of self-hating, mental patient white people running around leading disheveled, really stupid-looking minorities. And I say that because that's what you see. You look really dumb, ignorant, but they all are going to college. They're all getting free government goodies. And you see what college pays for. Trillions spent since the 1960s on the Great Society, and it has created just butthurt, chip-on-the-shoulder people whose whole identity is hating prosperity. Well, you better hate it because you're not going to get any money with those worthless degrees. So they have really psychologically screwed you over by design. This is how you sabotage America. But what was left of America, every race, color, and creed, came together to try to resurrect the republic, to try to defeat globalism. That's a huge, unelected, oppressive tyranny. And you run around as we desperately try to right the ship running over icebergs in the freezing water of tyranny. And you're screaming and yelling, trying to stop us from righting the ship. Break your conditioning, morons. I mean, it's not right to say he took out the bust of Martin Luther King, and you know it's a lie, or to say nobody was there, and to attack free speech, and to do it for global corporations that were taking over, and Trump is getting rid of the TPP, rid of Obamacare, all of it written to screw you over, and you even know that's true, but you don't care because you're in such a cult, you can't admit you were wrong! Now, I got to put out the mid-air refueling here and fund this operation. I didn't know we only got 2,000 of this famous print. We've already sold 500 as of this morning. And I know why, because they're $19.95 on parchment paper, and I think we're probably selling them for too low. And quite frankly, I need to raise money, so I'm raising these to $50 a piece tomorrow. They might all sell out, but I need money. I mean, we're doing good, but I want to grow, put in a Washington bureau, and not be, you know, worried about expanding. And it was already given to us months ago. And the guy said, hey, you like it? He's the famous official portraiter of the Republican Party. He did that super famous Ronald Reagan one. That's the most iconic image of Ronald Reagan. And in fact, I went and shot some video during the break of that as well. So I'm the production guy around here. And we can maybe back up that video we were just playing and actually show TV viewers that. We'll also post this video up on Infowars.com and Infowarsstore.com so that you can actually see them for yourself. But they're going to sell out very quickly, created by the same artist that sketched the Reagan lithograph hanging in the Reagan Library. It's very, very powerful, and we are wonderful supporters of free speech and art in this country. And I'm telling you, these type of things sell in art galleries for hundreds of dollars a piece, framed, sometimes thousands of dollars. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. But I'll tell you what we bought them for. It isn't going to fund us very much. We also have tactical nanotech technology, body armor previously only available to military and law enforcement, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. But I don't know how long. But I think under Trump, they won't try to ban it. The Democrats are already moving in that direction. We also have these great Tennessee Arms lowers. They're full selection, discounted for your M4s at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the famous folks with the patented brass inlays. So some of these go 6,000 rounds and averages about 3,000. It's just unprecedented quality. Tennessee Arms, 80% lower AR receivers, InfoWarsStore.com. The nutraceuticals, they're all up there, InfoWarsLife.com. Trump is my president t-shirts are almost sold out. Saw a lot of those in D.C. That was great. We're going to have a new version coming out soon. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com, again, is the main site. They're always trying to block it, so please continue to spread that in your emails, in your links, and to others. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
Basically. And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I almost got to airing this yesterday, but I was so busy with all the news that we didn't play it. So I'm going to play it right now and also give some commentary on it. I was leaving Saturday in D.C., and I came out of the condo that we rented, and I was waiting for Buckley and others to come out of their condo. And I looked into the end of the hallway where I'd just come out, and the room right next to where I was staying, I guess Ted Cruz lives there or had rented it out. It's Ted Cruz coming out of the dark hallway because the lights were off down there for some reason. They always make the joke that he's like a vampire and looks like a vampire, but he could star as Count Dracula in a major TV show. And I don't mean that as mean. I admire Ted Cruz. I supported him early on for president. He's done a lot of great things, and I mentioned that in the short interview. It's just that the fact is trying to steal the votes in Colorado and other places and claiming that you just won in a landslide when you got the delegates, that just doesn't float. It's the same way they robbed Sanders, but Trump stood up against it. But I'd like to see him get behind the rebirth of America, and he says he believes Trump is part of the new era. So this is exciting. Here's the interview with Ted Cruz.
Look at this, a secret meeting with Alex Jones and Ted Cruz. They caught us here.
They did. So what did you think about yesterday, Ted?
Well, I think it's the start of a new era. And what we've been given is something rare, and it's something historic.
How much political capital do you think we can gather to make action happen?
Well, the question really is, do we stand up and deliver? Do we do what we said we would do? The week after the election, I traveled to New York, sat down in Trump Tower with President Trump, and I told him I want to do everything I can to help lead the fight to actually do what we promised.
Let's just finish up here for a minute.
That'll fix it.
Senator Cruz, I want to thank you for making good on your promise to back Trump once he was the nominee.
Well, absolutely, and I campaigned for him, and the victory on election night was a mandate for change.
Let me just ask one more question about the speech. I thought it was a true return of Americana, invoking the birthright that George Washington talked about and bringing God back in and the word Jesus Christ. That just energized America. Your comments on it.
Look, I think it signals the beginning of a new era. And we've had a president for 8 years who ignores the working men and women of this country. And that's what the speech was all about, is the people who've been left behind. This race was decided by the truck drivers, the electricians, the plumbers. It was decided by the school teachers. It was decided by the men and women with calluses on their hands who have been screwed the last 8 years by Washington. And on election day, they said enough is enough, and I am excited. I think we are poised to have the most productive Congress in decades, actually listening to the American people and getting the federal government off the backs of small businesses, bringing back jobs, and seeing for once wages going up rather than going down.
Sure. What are the chances in closing that we have condos right next to each other the last 3 days and not know it?
Well, it is a small world, and I will say an awful lot of folks came to Washington to celebrate, and I was proud to be up there yesterday.
Are you headed back to Texas right now?
I headed back tomorrow morning.
Well, let me ask you this about the whole situation. I just want to say I really admired most what you've done when you came out and just battled Obamacare, and everybody was saying that you know, it would never be repealed, and you really built momentum and broke the idea that it was invincible. So I think you get a lot of credit there, and that's why I was supporting you early on for president. And then secondarily, when you exposed that we can't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force, and really exposed and gave the generals the moral courage to come to Obama and say we're not going to back ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria, I think that began the collapse of Hillary and Kerry and all of them, and really set America back on the right path. So I've said some mean things, you know, obviously the campaign, and I disagree with some things. I want to say, I think you've shown, when it comes to actual brains and information, the best grasp of this republic. And so that's why I'm really glad to see you work with Trump. I think he needs you, Senator Cruz.
Well, thank you, Alex. And it is an exciting new day. And my right. job every day.
Right. Be safe. I hope it's on the radio show.
All right.
Because listen, we're a lot bigger than Lindbeck.
All right.
Our numbers are about global reach, about $1 billion a month now.
Wow. That's a lot.
I've seen this stuff from Sid.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Folks, small world. All right. Coming down to DC tomorrow. So a lot of people are.
We'll be back.
The Associated Press is reporting this week that former President Barack Obama was releasing money right and left hours before Donald Trump took the oath of office on Friday. On Friday morning, he released $221 million in U.S. funding for the Palestinian Authority on the morning just hours before he was set to leave office. Now, one State Department official and several congressional aides say that the Obama administration formally notified Congress it's going to be spending that money on Friday morning just hours before Donald Trump became president. Now, also, more than $227 million in foreign affairs funding was released at the same time, including $4 million for climate change programs and $1.2 million for UN organizations. Now, GOP lawmakers have placed holds on the Palestinian funds, but not on everything else. Congressional holds are generally respected by the executive branch, but they're not legally binding, so it looks like Obama's funding spree, all of it is going to be going through, and he did this literally hours before Donald Trump had taken the office. Well, I'm Margaret Howell reporting for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here on the road with a very important announcement. Roger Stone's new book that is coming out in a couple of weeks is exclusively available at pre-order at InfoWarsStore.com. It's The Making of a President, and it breaks down how Trump really got elected, the inside baseball, the current battles, and a blueprint for the future and what Trump and others are really planning to do to restore the Republican prosperity. But bottom line, this is the book that got Roger Stone poisoned with polonium. It breaks down what really happened with the Russians and so much more, and it's supports him, and it supports InfoWars and our whole operation. So it's essential that this book go to the top of the charts in the political area, if not to the very top of the charts. Joe Biden has come out and said world government is collapsing. They are in full crisis mode. Nationalist movements are exploding. Everybody needs to go pre-order so you get it first at InfoWarsStore.com. The Making of a President by Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones, jumping on an airplane to go to the inaugural event with Trump. Pray for us, and please continue to support the operation and get his book now so you're the first to have it shipped to you.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I figured that Ted Cruz, who was on the show when he was running for Senate many years ago, would not want to be interviewed. So I was trying to be nice and just get it over with and try to mend fences, because he's not perfect, but he's a lot better than the Democrats. And he's really been good on free speech issues. He's been great on the Second Amendment, great on sovereignty, great on borders, great on so many fronts. So I'm glad to see him working with Trump more. So I see him at the same condo place that I'm staying at Saturday. Once we go outside, I was waiting for people to bring stuff down. He was waiting with our two, you know, black SUVs parked there. We talked quite a bit, and we talked about Trump, and we talked about where he's going, and he's all excited about the relaunch of America and the fact that globalism is falling apart because it was always designed to transfer our wealth overseas and pick the winners. And he said just as long as Trump, you know, stays conservative values, that he's going to work with him. So that is exciting, because I really like Ted Cruz, as everybody knows, until some of the stuff he started doing in the campaign. I got pretty vicious with him. But, you know, when you're saying we had another landslide and in this state of Colorado, another landslide here, when you took over the process and had the delegates give you all the votes and ignored the popular vote, basically canceled it, that's not good. I don't care if the Republican establishment at the time, said that said it was okay to do that. Wasn't right, the Democrats did it. But we are seeing a whole new level of deception. You know, Leanne McAdoo was upset by CNN, BBC, and others showing the mall on Friday morning, right when they opened it up, to allow people in for the inauguration. and then showing the inaugural grounds when they were full in 2008 and claiming Obama had more people. And even though they got caught with CNN's own megapixel photos at the time that it was a crowd as big or bigger, even though they had fences up, they still double down and show the same old photo and say, no, no one was there. That is upsetting when you see people lying to you. They know you know they're lying. They know the world knows they're lying, but they just keep throwing out disinfo, hoping to catch people that are ignorant, low information voters. The Democratic Party always says they're the party of smart people. Yeah, a bunch of intellectual controllers over dumb people. They are now a completely race-based criminal organization. I mean, you have the white candidate for DNC chair says her job will be to shut down white people and to shut them down and not let them speak. By the way, the big news just got announced a few minutes ago. It's up on Infowars.com. Trump keeps Comey as FBI director, and they say this is a smart move because it would have a big battle for a new FBI director, and he hasn't served out his 10-year normal term. Says he has confidence in the director. Rince Priebus says, I'm going to reserve judgment on whether this is a good idea or not. I need to really think about it, but I'll say this. We're seeing total delivery on his promises to pull us out of NAFTA, GATT, TPP, renegotiate, expose all these one-sided deals, signal that we're going to cut the corporate taxes to bring jobs back here, because that's a tariff on us and so much more. I mean, he is delivering on so many fronts, but we set this up weeks ago, and he's a perfect guest to have on right now to decipher the latest individual. And I have trouble pronouncing this name, but we've covered him a lot here on air. He's one of the dissenting Republican members of the Federal Communications Commission. I guess you say Ajit Pai. Probably pronounced that wrong. We'll all get to be good at saying it now. So Ajit Pai, I think I'm saying it correctly. They tell me in my ear I am. The media, it appears, has tried to spin what he stands for. They go, oh, he's not for internet freedom. He's against net neutrality. No, he's against the Democrats' FCC proposal to take over all communications and claim jurisdiction over it and then have a, quote, fairness doctrine over it. And he says under their plans, they would shut down sites like Drudge Report and put it under Federal Elections Commission control. And Obama, 2 weeks before he left office, signed legislation that Trump's got to repeal or block, saying that they were going to federalize the media and put intelligence agencies over it, that they were going to start censoring the press and basically ending free speech. And the last time we had Bruce Fein on, 3 weeks ago, we were discussing that legislation that Obama did sign. So I haven't talked to him before this interview. I want him to correct me if I'm wrong, because he is the former head counsel for the Federal Communications Commission. He is the man that brought it to Ronald Reagan's attention and Congress and got them to point out that it was never even applicable, that it was fraudulently being enforced, saying talk radio and TV, broadcast TV, could not have political views and news. It was already all Democrat propaganda, but they just wouldn't let conservatives or libertarians be on air. William F. Buckley was like the only one that could barely squeak through maybe once a week. So correct me if I'm wrong, Bruce Fein, constitutional lawyer, best-selling author, one of his latest books, Constitutional Peril, The Life and Death Struggle for a Constitution and Democracy in American Empire Before the Fall. I mean, was that an accurate approximation of the new FCC chair on the situation?
Let me say this just to amplify, Alex. The statute basically has the federal government involved in monitoring all of cyberspace, including broadcasters, to determine whether, their so-called fake news, whatever the government decides is fake news, and then to generate what they think is an adequate response to try to overcome the fake news. And so it's frightening because of its ambiguity. Anybody, fake news is in the eyes of somebody who doesn't like what they're hearing.
So it's like, right? Obamacare, an open-ended power grab.
Yeah. And it's, really, it's a variation, if you will, of the problem that I confronted with the fairness doctrine. The government's going to decide, what elements of a conversation are fair and what is not. You know, as though the government doesn't always have ulterior motives that's going to side with whatever gives them more power and tries to suppress, the power that could jeopardize their positions in office. So, and the whole thing is superfluous anyway. I mean, there's never any showing that the American people aren't, if you give them the open access to information, some of it's going to be right, some wrong.
Sure, Bruce, because you're the expert, though. I'm
for themselves what to believe. You know,
sure, I'm trying to decipher. Sure, I'm trying to decipher this new FCC head. So just break, you heard my breakdown of what I've read from his position and the fact that it looks like he is trying to keep a free internet. They're spinning it that he's trying to take over a free internet and wants to shut down Drudge. I believe he's saying the opposite.
You know, I believe that's certainly true. And he's already, I think that the large amount of, you know, political, momentum against them will be those who want so-called net neutrality, that is, to enable the super huge people like Google to be able to not pay their way in the internet or in the cyberspace. It would be the net neutrality is like this, Alex. It would be like saying the airlines couldn't offer first-class tickets, that they had to treat all passengers the same, even though some would be willing to pay more for superior service. I mean, which is satisfactory to everyone. If you don't want to pay more, then you have a different kind of service. I mean, and that would be absurd. It would be like saying, you know, you can't have FedEx anymore because, you know, you're paying to get your packages delivered faster than the post office. Really? You know, if we had to live, we can't even survive today without FedEx as an alternative to the post office. And this is simply having the Federal Communications Commission out of the business of choosing or favoring, you know, one particular aspect of the industry over another.
Sure, sure. I mean, we were concerned that there would be a move with net throttling, as they call it, but the 50 times greater evil is having the federal government declare 360 total galactic universal control and oversight over all communications. We know that's bad, so that big evil is being shot down, and so now we have to decide, looking at future services, what can be done. But nobody in the public, or we know President Trump, is going to put up with anything that really does censor. Is that what you're getting at?
I think that's absolutely accurate, that the idea of the government in the business of censoring is outlandish. It's antithetical to our whole political dispensation, which is based upon the trust that if you let the American people have access and they can make up their minds based upon the information that they have, and which includes the right, you can disbelieve anything you have too. I think what has infuriated, you know, the mainstream media is that they became more and more distrusted. More people believed in Alex Jones than, you know, MSNBC. And that just was so shocking to them because they're very insular. They talk only to themselves. It's like an incestuous conversation that they now leap out and say, well, maybe there was some kind of ulterior motive. You know, the Russians brainwashed the American people into voting against Hillary Clinton. So
wow.
They didn't need to be brainwashed.
Bruce, did you see the Democrats just last week, a bunch of them, Maxine Waters, all the usual suspects, Michael Moore, they're now saying Putin actually commands Trump and tells him terms to use like crooked Hillary or drain the swamp, as if we haven't always called Hillary crooked.
No, I remember it. It goes back. I worked, Alex, intensely with Bob Barr then on, say, drafting the articles of impeachment against Bill Clinton. And I had to laugh when, you know, Hillary's, oh, this is a right-wing conspiracy, you know, and all this invented stuff to deny what the truth was. You know, there are always some ulterior motives. I didn't get paid a penny. This is something I did as a citizen of the United States that I thought was important.
I mean, the vast right-wing conspiracy is we have a will to be free, and we're taking action.
Yeah. Exercising your constitutional rights to seek redress of grievances now becomes a right-wing conspiracy. Oh, huh. Really? You know, it used to be heroized, and they used to build monuments to people for doing that. You know, they were called Thomas Paine and George Washington, and now we're right-wing conspirators? So that's what's gotten, I think, the mainstream media really quite frightened because they see they're losing grip on the ability.
And everybody knows nobody's given Trump orders. The Russians given them certainly last. That is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, people will believe things irrespective of the facts, you know, and so if they want to believe that. But this is we can take some solace from this, Alex, and that is if this is what they're spending their time thinking about, I guarantee you they will lose the next election. because they're focusing on an irrelevancy and a myth.
Absolutely. So I want to get your predictions. I mean, you're somewhat of a historian. You've written quite a few history books. I want to get your view on the future.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Young teen, Bruce Fine was securing my future First Amendment. And that's why he said, in the old days, we built statues to people that fought and delivered freedoms, in many cases died for them like our forebears. Bruce Fine went and fought in Congress as a lawyer. But it's all still the same thing because it delivers freedom into the future. And so he doesn't want to be credited or even given credit, but it is a fact, and it's admitted, that he's the main progenitor of reversing decades of free speech being shut down in this country. So where are the other men doing this? Well, people like Trump are fighting to crush the establishment media just by simply allowing competition. And this time, it isn't even about the broadcast spectrum. It's about mainstream media discrediting themselves. I mean, I was there. I don't know if Bruce was. We'll ask him now. This is a short segment. He's with us till about 50 after. I was there. It took me 3 hours to get in because of Soros-funded groups beating up women, children. The police wouldn't help us. Some police were wearing protester hats and pins. It was horrible because the president, that was Obama at the time, appoints the D.C. police chief. So there's so many issues of tyranny here. And then we get in, and there's giant record crowd, and CNN shows a photo as they first open the gates, making it look tiny from 8:30 in the morning. I mean, at this point, I'm glad there's not, quote, regulation over the press as we move into the Trump era. But now, just because the public are leaving them with free market, they're calling for censorship of the press. They were hoping for it with the Hillary era, but it seems like that now that's all being derailed. So what are you most concerned about? What I'm trying to say is it's surreal to watch how truly authoritarian these people are, but they're having their victory jerked away from them at the last moment, so they're going into conniption fits.
Well, I mean, the great worry is you could get companies like Facebook, and they've already given some indication that they'll yank what they decide is so-called fake news, that you'll have private censorship of, and maybe Twitter would do the same thing. Because they are clearly in the what we would call the liberal camp and they're the ones who were close to Obama and Hillary, and so they have very dominant space on the internet. And you can imagine something as huge as Facebook, then they turn into the equivalent of the Communist Party in China and decides, all right, this is fake news, we'll scrub it. You know, they have sort of dress rehearsals for that because they do in a better way attempt to try to eliminate the use of Facebook to promote terrorism and criminal activity or human trafficking. But that's a far cry from going to fake news, which has no articulable boundaries to it. It basically turns you into an arm of censorship.
Well, Trump's not called for any censorship of the press, but they're already saying that Spicer and Trump are copying Beijing on censorship simply because they're calling out fake media lies. But it was a month ago that the communist Chinese were all in our newspapers saying you need to ban fake news. So the truth is the Democrats, even at Davos, say they hope China will help enforce the New World Order on America. But then they double back and claim that Trump's the authoritarian. I mean, this looks like an attempted overthrow of reality.
Well, it's a rather odd statement for the press to make, whether they agree or not agree with the president. And, you know, your president has free speech rights like anyone else. You'd expect the press to be echoing, you know, Voltaire, the great liberal humanist in France, the time of the French Revolution. You know, I may disagree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. So why should the press be offended if the president says something they may disagree with? That's why we have free speech. The reason why you have free speech, Alex, is not to protect the speech that you loved. It's to protect the speech that you might disagree with and even hate. So no one's preventing the press from reporting on whatever the president does. And they comment on it. And
well, that's it. The liberal press says shut down conservatives, shut down anybody we disagree with. And then Trump says that's wrong. And they say he's censoring them by having his own speech.
Which they report instantly by Twitter or a Facebook feed or something like that. I mean, the reason why we know the press is saying this is because they're not censored, and you can read it. You may not believe it, but you surely have access to their viewpoint.
Well, I want to come back because I've been asking some of the questions here, but the next segment, I want to let you get into other areas you're focused on, things you see that are positive, things you see that are negative, but we got the real king of free speech here. Again, we would not have this movement today. You've got to see how pebbles in the pond really do send out giant ripples. And if you want to track back so much of our current success, he's on the phone right now. You want to get his books. They're powerful. Bruce Fein's our guest. We'll tell you about his books coming up as well. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, just in case you missed it, InfoWars was on the ground live, covering every piece of action imaginable on the Washington, D.C. grounds as the inauguration was taking place. And we caught, not surprisingly, a number of protesters behaving badly. One video shows a man frustrated with anti-fascists blocking a street in Washington, D.C. And one of these fascists punches the man in the face before being attacked. The incident taking place on Friday during Trump's inaugural speech. The video starts with an unnamed man, let's call him Thor, asking the Antifa stooges if they're going to prevent him from going to work because they're crying, you know what. Then they seem to have lost it with the word war. Yes, pretty much a masked female responds, come on, babe, let the ladies through, at which point some of the women pass. Now, this guy rushes behind the women and turns around and says, F you, your roadblocks are expletive. And then she responds by attacking him. Yes, she punches him right in the face. Looks like these protesters that are part of the women's march after the inauguration were just as bad. Catch us here for all of the action. I'm Margaret Hell reporting for InfoWars.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the new product at InfoWarsLife.com, BioTrue Selenium.
We've had so many requests over the years for Selenium, and just recently, we were able to source a certified organic bioavailable Selenium from mustard seed extract. When you take Selenium in the body, it actually benefits the detoxification systems in your body. It helps balance the thyroid gland. It helps detoxify.
Selenium is another one of those absolute must-haves.
The highest concentration of Selenium is in the thyroid gland, but it's actually used all over the body. As a matter of fact, there's 25 genes in the body that are directly dependent upon selenium. So it really is a all-around nutrient that everybody really needs.
I'm taking it now every day. This is so key. BioTrue Selenium is the product, the best selenium that we could bring you. We believe it's the best out there at a very, very low price. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails. And
all right, we're going back to Bruce Fine to really get into his, one of his main focuses, I know, is studying empires and systems. And I imagine he'll want to get into that and some other issues. But I'd love to get really smart guests on and then just say, hey, what do you want to talk about? But it's perfect that they've named the new FCC chair today, who from my research and from constitutional law and communications expert and former main counsel for the FCC, Bruce Fine's view, he is a very, very good choice. The left is trying to spin this that he wants to end web freedom because they labeled their net neutrality legislation net neutrality when it was a total takeover of all communications delivered digitally or by broadcast. It's amazing. And so he concurs with my breakdown and others that this is a good guy. Doesn't mean there can't be abuses in any new regulatory scheme. That's the problem with anything that's regulatory. But this guy is a, quote, take a weed eater to regulations view. And of the guy that literally saved us from the destruction of free speech in this country's certification, then I have got more than a wait and see position. I think this is very positive. But Bruce, let me just ask this brief question and then get into your agenda. And I imagine this is probably your agenda as well. Looking at Trump, I've had a wait and see. I mean, I know he's a good guy overall, a lot better than the other candidates, but I'm being really pleasantly invigorated and surprised here with hundreds of phone calls a day to major corporations saying, come here, saying we've got regulations designed to cripple us. We're slashing them, saying we're going to, cut the taxes. And with this optimism, Chrysler, Ford, Carrier, SoftBank, I mean, the list is so huge now. Foxconn is saying, okay, we're going to have human factories in the United States. Apple's coming back. It's an avalanche, a trillion plus in the stock market before he was even president, just in the exuberance, because in my view, he's, quote, not out to get us. But then that inaugural speech sounded like the continuation of George Washington's vision and the relaunch of the Renaissance project that our republic has been, and Francis Bacon and the whole nine yards. I mean, this is like so good. I'm pinching myself, hoping I don't wake up and this is a dream. It doesn't mean I'm in a cult and think Trump can do no wrong. In fact, I'm looking for things for him to do wrong because I want to, always stick to my guns and be a purist. But I am really blown away right now.
Alex, I think we just need to take it, day by day. Words are words, and it's great. The words that sound good are really good, but they're just words until they're translated into actual regulations and then statutes. And, of course, it's encouraging that the words are producing this enthusiasm about bringing jobs into the United States. But, you can reverse that in 5 seconds as well. And I think, the critical feature, and this is, I've been here, Alex, 50 years. We still have a bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy is basically, it's liberal and it's regulatory-oriented. And it's huge. We have a $4.3 trillion federal government. They have millions of employees, and they have their own vested interests. And it takes a long time to undo some of these regulatory networks that have been built up over literally decades. And
just to prove your point, I didn't know this. Correction: the Chinese threatened Foxconn, and now they're backpedaling.
Yeah. So those are, and it's not that you're wrong. It's just that it's like Reagan: trust but verify. We got to wait and see what really happens. And in many of these cases where you're going to need new statutes, we need to remember that the Democrats still on legislation have a filibuster role that they could utilize to scuttle some of the more enlightened efforts to roll back the regulatory.
So bottom line, they're dug in. And you've been up there monitoring this for, as you said, 50 years in your career. What would you advise Trump to do? Then I know you were Ron Paul's chief advisor.
Well, this is what I've actually written there. This is the way in which I think you can dismantle the regulatory state without having to depend upon Congress. You simply have the regulators issue rules that say, and including existing rules, that unless Congress, both houses of Congress, affirmatively vote to approve the rule within 60 days, it lapses. So you force the Congress to decide they want to continue the regulation. And, of course, if they vote for it, it still is a statute and the president could veto it. But this is a way in which you require, and one of the reasons why, Alex, the regulatory state has grown faster than bamboo is because it's a way in which the congressional branch can give the responsibility, to the executive for doing things people don't like and then hold up their hands and say, like Pontius Pilate, not me, when it really is them. And then they complain about the handiwork that they've given to the executive branch after they've given it away.
Sure, and they can all pretend like it's not their fault. That's why it's so incredible that Trump's stepping into this trifecta, stepping into the executive that does have all this power, and I think that's why we're starting to see such a fast reversal. I mean, just look at Obamacare. Look at his withdrawal from the TPP on day four.
Yeah, no, exactly. But he needs to institutionalize this. Because remember, whatever Trump can do, he'll be there 4 years or 8 years. And we need to institutionalize the changes so the successor just doesn't walk in and then undo everything. That's very important because the country's going to live a lot longer than Bruce Fein or Alex Jones and anyone else. We have to be concerned with our posterity as well, not just, okay, we had this white shining moment for 4 years and went away. Well, fine. You know, it's like the aurora borealis, you know, shines once and then goes away. We got to understand that the reason why Alex Jones and Bruce Fein are enjoying freedoms, because hundreds of years ago, people sacrificed. They fought hard. We need to institutionalize liberty. We can't trust that George Washington will occupy the presidency forever or that James Madison will be writing the Bill of Rights. You know, we have to plan that government will be largely populated by knaves, and therefore let's build these institutions. That's why we have freedom today. They had that foresight. They made the sacrifices. We have to do the same now to make sure that the progress we make is put in institutionalized form.
This really is America's
upon a personality.
This really could be America's reboot 2.0 relaunch if we do it and really will steer the course of human destiny at our most critical time as we unlock the secrets of science, life extension technologies, all of it. I know talking to some people in Washington, the word is there's a lot of suppressed technology that's seen as disruptive that the regulators have also blocked because it was done through university research. The government claims it owns it and has shelved it. The word is Trump is also getting ready to just start dumping massive technology out on the market.
Well, listen, that would be great. And I think that because if you look at the history of, you know, economic prosperity and innovation, Alex, it comes by not by at the increment, you know, saving a few pennies. It comes from what Schumpeter called the acts of creative destruction. This innovation and genius makes whole new ways of doing business and new products. So they destroy, and I mean, that's what's happening, I think, in the news business right now. The internet and social media is making newspapers, in some sense, obsolete. You know, and it's much, people have much greater access to it. So we need to get the government out of the way. I mean, one of the things I'm worried about is the government's going to get into the regulating under the name of cyberspace or cybersecurity. Then they're going to be telling everybody, well, this is what you can do to encrypt XYZ. And you have
That's
to
right.
Have
That's another angle we've got to watch with Trump because he's got good advisors, but I don't think he's very tech savvy. We could lose our free speech by way of, quote, as you said, cybersecurity.
Yeah, absolutely. We could use that. I mean, we already had an instance where the FBI was telling Apple, you know, you need to develop software in order to help us break into your system. I mean, you're forcing a company to become an agent of the federal government. And having worked in the government, Alex, I tell you, the technology is like five generations behind time because the government does not attract the best and the brightest, the people who are uncomfortable with suffocating regulations that fit for a five-year-old. So the people who are really gifted, and because you can't pay them anything either, everyone's got to get paid the same, even the geniuses get paid the same as the drones, they lose the really, really good people. So they're always way, way behind. I remember when I was at Justice Department, the Immigration Service at the time of our hostage takeover in Tehran with Iran, 1980, they still had the records of immigrants in the United States on postcards with pencil. With pencils being used to write down the information. This, you know, I said, really? Our immigrants, we have postcards with pencils? No, this is like 100 years out of date, and all the computers were way, way behind what the modern technology was. And so if we get the government in the cyberspace, we are going to be third rate. You know, it always will be way, way behind the scene. And that's why when you describe, well, the government doesn't want to permit the private sector to do X, Y, Z because it can destroy or upset some government program.
Sure.
No, we got to get the government out of that. And you're right. Even if he himself isn't tech savvy, I think he understands, even being in real estate, you know, what marvelous advantages that come because he's got all sorts of gadgets he can put in his real estate building. They turn the temperature on time. They put the Starbucks coffees on time and they regulate everything. And the security is better because you've got many, many ways to prevent any kind of trespassing and all those sorts of things.
And then again, government wants back doors and all of it to spy, which is unconstitutional. Plus, street hackers are better than the government every time on average and end up using that to make these entire systems that would make us safer, make us completely penetrated.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you, if you build in a back door, I can guarantee you that back door will be known to every hacker in the world far faster than the government will be able to use the darn thing. But all I'm saying is that these are the kinds of things that say we need to institutionalize. And that's what, and I urge Mr. Trump to think about ways that's more than just his unilateral decision. We need the executive branch as a bureaucracy to embrace these things. So when he's gone,
well he said it.
To persist.
He said we're going to devolve this back to the people and back to the states, and we're going to have 50 states that compete with each other now, and we're not going to have one-sided trade deals, which it's so true. These trade deals are not, you know, free trade deals. They're all done with a bureaucratic class to pick the winners and losers. I'm all for real free trade, but I got to tell you, you know, it's not free trade. As you know, when China has a lower corporate tax than ours, do you support, obviously, equalizing the global corporate tax?
Well, the fact is, Alex, you know, there's never going to be perfect equality across state lines. It's not going to be. Because every country has different welfare, they got different educational systems,
environmental standards,
infrastructure. So, you know, but we do know this about how the process works in negotiating the trade deals. It's crony capitalism. The people who end up writing the fine print, who gets the benefits and who doesn't, are the ones who got, you know, who write out the big checks. It's the
and all Trump's saying is, we're going to write this in America and in Congress and in the states. We're not going to hand it to some secret TPP. Let's say it was the best thing since sliced bread. It was done in secret, and you're going to dictate to us? That sounds worse than King George.
It is. And more, not only that, Alex, the way in which the statutes operate is that once the president submitted it, it has the so-called fast track, which is another euphemism for Mussolini type of tactics in the Italian parliament.
Wow.
I mean, they take 1,000-page documents and say, okay, you have a maximum, you know, of 10 hours to debate it. 10 hours, and it automatically comes out of committee, and you can't amend it at all. I mean, really? So the executive then dictates the parliamentary procedures for Congress. I wrote memos saying this is unconstitutional. The executive can't tell the Congress how it's supposed to address something that's submitted as a statute. Each house has its own plenary authority over its own rules. And to take these very complicated 1,000-plus page statutes and say, all right, you have, you know, 10 hours to debate it, is ridiculous.
Exactly. Let me throw something out here.
Yeah.
You made me just think of something I hadn't thought of. Ron Paul had said on the show a month ago, he said one of the big tests of Trump will be, will he start devolving this executive power back to the states, back to the Congress, you know, back to where it's supposed to be. Trump just handed over a bunch of his ill-gotten authority that Obama had swindled and hornswoggled. He didn't just shoot down TPP because it was unconstitutional and secret. He could have gotten behind it and had a bigger stick over corporations and people. He just passed a huge test.
Yes, I certainly agree with that. The TPP, and this is also the World Trade Organization, it gives almost open-ended authority to the president to decide how he responds. If he wants to violate a regulation, then he can impose burdens on particular segments of the American economy without any restrictions whatsoever. He can pick and choose his friends and his enemies and give them wealth or make them impoverished. And these trade deals are exactly that. That's limitless executive power on steroids.
Wow. Well, sir, I want to thank you for your time. I'd like to get you on soon just to talk about history and how it repeats, how it rhymes. Let's talk about some of your latest books. Let's talk about Constitution in Peril, the life and death struggle of our Constitution. But, I mean, let's get more into the American Empire before the fall. I think this is God giving us a last gasp, a chance to get back on the rails before we go over the cliff. Give me your view on that and talk about your book.
Well, I think that's exactly right, Alex. You know, empires, you know, they become arrogant and believe that their greatness is in ruling the world rather than setting an example that sends tremors throughout the globe because you're establishing a standard of liberty that excites all people everywhere. You don't need to have a bayonet to excite liberty in the breast of anybody, no matter where they're living. And we are falling in, as other empires, in this idea that our greatness is telling other people how to live their lives and expecting all borders of the world. Right now, as we speak, we have a special forces, 80,000 troops in 130 countries, 130, training them to do X, Y, Z or whatever, not making us safe, purporting to enable Kabul to be safe or Beijing to be safe or Manila to be safe or Seoul. Wait a minute. You know, I don't have any objection to them being safe, but if it's our soldiers, our money, and our lives on the line, they should be making only one country safe. the United States of America, you know, and have invincible self-defense. We should never have to rely, ever, Alex, on the alliance, the friendship of any other nation.
Well, of course, and now look at how NATO and Europe and China and everybody are in our business, and the Democrats are cheerleading going, please, Chinese president at Davos, make Trump behave. Don't they get how inherently idiotic that is? And then, of course, if you build a global army and global system, it's going to end up swallowing you up and you're going to pay for it. I mean, this is a we've been colonized by our own corporate colonization. Globalism to me is an unelected global corporate colonization and basically strip mining of the wealthy nations and exploitation of the third world. Everything they do is the most dirty, twisted, oppressive thing I could imagine because there's no competition or transparency involved.
Well, that's true. And the other element that comes into play here, and it's symbolic but very important, Alex, and that is, you know, remember this issue of, well, President Trump doesn't read the president's daily brief. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't have the intelligence community come over every day and try to instruct him like he's going to pass a test in a high school history test. Well, the fact is, in presidential daily briefs, you know what they consist of? The president gets up, and the first thing he starts worrying about, well, what happened in Ho Chi Minh City? What happened
in Manila? Him on purpose from,
and there's no mention of what happened in the United States. He should trash the president's daily brief and actually get up and read what's happening in Detroit, in Chicago, in Washington, in New York, in Boston, and how to make the United States better. This idea that his mind is preoccupied with what's happening all over the globe and in Mars and Neptune is utterly ridiculous. It's an example of how we've been taken over by the military-industrial counterterrorism complex. $multi-trillion to basically make people angry at us, squander money on weapons that will never be used. We got 19 aircraft carriers looking for places to house, and meanwhile, impoverishing the American people. We don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the airports we ought to have, the roads we ought to have, all those sorts of things that we'd have ample money to do if we weren't squandering as much as $10 trillion since 9/11 on these utterly ridiculous escapades.
Well, Bruce, fine. You're on
Afghans how they ought to live.
You're on fire right now, and I totally agree with you. And former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul is on tomorrow. He put out a piece saying, "Look, I like the fact that Trump doesn't want war with Russia, but he's being inconsistent here, bombing ISIS." Well, I am anti-war if it's offensive and we start it. But I mean, sure, the foreign power attacks us. We have to, and if Obama and Hillary and the neocons created this jihad army to take over the Middle East, that's been declassified, don't we have a responsibility? I mean, I love how Trump says, let the Russians do it. That's a really libertarian thing to do. It's in their backyard. It's in their sphere. So it seems like he's doing the perfect thing. I'm not disagreeing with Congressman Paul, and of course, he, former congressman, he put a question mark on that as well for the focus of debate. So I think it's a complex issue and a complex question.
I've written about this right now because I'm trying to get Congress to step up and we need to have wars, as you pointed out, Alex, self-defense. Everybody, every human being, every nation has a right to fight in self-defense. If you're attacked or you're imminently about to be attacked, you can go kill. That's totally legitimate. That's the rule of nature. But the problem, we are provoking other people. Alex, we had not any Muslim countries attacking us when we stayed out of their backyard. We were out of all the, we didn't want to control all the oil lanes and going into Saudi Arabia and all these countries and having the military industrial complex get all the oil and the riches and all those sorts of things. These people are crazy. And if you leave them alone, they kill themselves in internecine warfare. As bad as ISIS is and Al-Qaeda, they kill Muslims far more frequently than Jews and Christians and Americans. And our stupidity is not staying back like Fabian. Fabius defeated Hannibal by just, hey, listen, we got self-defenses up.
Don't interrupt someone while they're destroying themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Don't interrupt them while they're kill and shoot themselves. The only thing that gives them unity was the same kind of deal with Castro in Cuba. All Castro had was, okay, hey, we don't want the United States telling us what to do since the Platt Amendment in 1903. We had just said, I'm convinced he'd have been overthrown. He said, you know what? You're a wretch and your people are going to overthrow you. We're not going to give you an excuse, to blame us on all of your follies, which, of course, were totally fallacious justifications Fidel gave. And that is what we failed to recognize. It's not that these are angelic people. They're not. They're devils. But if you leave devils alone, they'll kill themselves.
Sure. Right now.
Romulus killed Remus, making Rome.
Sure. I mean, I agree with you. But my point to Dr. Poldemar is just that if we did help stir this up, Trump's not even trying to grab the oil. He's just trying to kick him out of Syria and then let Russia handle that and then pull back so he can put a plug in where they're all coming into Europe.
Well, the fact is, if one of the reasons why they're going into Europe is because we destroyed Libya. You know,
I totally agree.
You know, you got 2 million. So we're in this very awkward situation, Alex. Right? In some sense, we created the mess, and it's kind of cowardly to walk away and put all these people we put in jeopardy and say, "Sorry, it's your problem." But that's the least bad solution. The cures can be worse than the disease.
And so you're saying cut it loose and let Russia
get out and just get out of there. You know, it's like how we had to end up. We left Vietnam in a very miserable way, you know, skids and the boat people, whatever. But well, what was going to be gained by sticking around? Nothing. And we survived. Hell, right now, we, excuse my vulgarity here, we're supporting Vietnam. You know, they're an aggressive ally against China, if you talk
sure,
about
totally Machiavellian.
South Asia.
Well, powerful, Bruce Fein. Always great to get a history lesson from you because it integrates into what's happening today. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Have a wonderful show. Thanks, Alex.
Thank
talk
you.
To you. All right. Bye-bye.
And you want to know where Ron Paul gets a lot of his reasoning? That's his main confidant. Really smart guy, obviously. And he's absolutely right. But Bruce doesn't want to go there. I'll go there. The globalists had a plan, and I don't blame our military. They always say, oh, you hate the military. No, I don't. They sent them in to take out the non-radical Islam folks like Saddam and Gaddafi and the leader Assad there in Syria, and then put Saudi Arabia in. Saudi Arabia is one of the main funders of our government. That's well known. They want this, and it's a long-term plan. They staged 9/11 with the deep state. And this plan's all coming out. General Flynn's telling Trump this, by the way. Trump knows this. It's in the 28 pages. And then the plan, basically from there, goes once they collapse up to the borders of Europe, Europe then opens up. This is a UN plan, it's admitted, run by Peter Sutherland and others. They then flood Europe and say, oh, the Muslims are here now. We can't have free speech because that makes them kill us. So we have to submit to them, basically. And so the socialists, the communists, and the deep state then uses the Islamists as their new armor. Is there a new weapon? And breaking, senior Secret Service agent suggests she wouldn't take a bullet for Trump. See, they've got political operatives inserted in the Secret Service. This is how the Washington Examiner. That's why I say the Secret Service has a lot of great people in them. I know. They gave us key intel on Hillary. The problem is it's infiltrated with operatives of the Democrats. And so we've got a big, 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 big problem here. We'll tell you more about this when we start the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up, take your calls, and cover a ton of clips. Briefly, if you want to support this broadcast and have a piece of history, the famous artist, you can read all about him at InfoWarsStore.com, that is the official artist for the Republican Party, that did the big famous portrait of Reagan that hangs in the Reagan Library. We've got some B-roll of this. He has given us the exclusive on 2,000 of these lithograph prints. And this is a one-of-a-kind portrait done in person with Donald Trump. When the 2,000 are gone, they're gone. He'll have to sit down again and do a new portrait of Trump. But this is the big one. There's the iconic Ronald Reagan one we've had hanging here in the hallway, and it goes with it right beside it. We're not selling that yet, but I think we should bring that back. But, again, it's a limited edition. And when I saw the price we've got on it, again, this would be hundreds and hundreds of dollars at many different art places, different art galleries, and framed. People could buy this for thousands, but it's $19.95. I mean, I've got to tell you, I want to fund a Washington bureau with a few reporters in it. I want to expand this year in the face of the globalists. You can see they're expanding. The fight is on. So I want to bring in some major capital. So everybody should get one of these. Everybody should check out the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Check out the new 21st century, one-of-a-kind exclusive nanotech body armor that weighs 5 times less and costs less than the big steel plates and works just as good. Check it out. We'll be back with the third hour. History's happening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. I want to tell you about a way to save a lot of money on one of the best new off-the-grid products of 2017. And seriously, I really think everyone should have one of these. I'm talking about the PPX solar generator system from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. The PPX is so small you can put it in your pocket, but so powerful you can run some 110 appliances at your house, like a small refrigerator, so you can keep food from spoiling. Plus, you can take it with you to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, heavy equipment, even airplanes. The system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, allowing you to create your own private power grid, literally anywhere in the world. Perfect for cabins, remote locations, anytime you need to get off the grid for a while. Go to privatepowergrid.com to watch this thing in action. That's privatepowergrid.com. Even better, use coupon code PRIVATE at checkout and get a second PPX energy unit for free. Check it out at privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The world is a dangerous place.
Not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
So the communist Chinese government, it's on Infowars.com, has officially come out and said, we'll prop up world government. We'll keep America in line. So our money, our tax money, built this big corporate world government. The corporations are given the power. And now they're saying, okay, the Chinese will keep America in line. And, oh, no, our power's falling. Oh, no, they're going to bully us, just like the EU says they're going to bully the UK because they want to leave the EU that's unelected. They are the bullies. And if you go out on the street at any of these anti-Trump, anti-America demonstrations, doesn't mean Trump or the America First crowd's perfect, but let me tell you, we're not out to get you. We're trying to be good. We're trying to be strong. We're trying to be honorable. We're trying to follow our better angels. But you go out amongst these people. You're an effing white male. I hate you. I'm going to get you. You're scum. You're trash. You're filth. You're horrible. You're the worst person in the world. I hate you. And just attacking people. They'll attack you and go, love, not hate. Love Trump's hate. And you're like, that's an oxymoron. F you. And they're a cult. And they're scared. They believe they exist because of the globalists. They have been so brainwashed, so coddled. It's a nightmare situation. I asked Darren McBreen and Rob Jacobson together to put together a compilation of just the madness of day one, of what they did, how they demonized, how they've lied about Trump, the way they act, the way they behave. They've done it. It's 8 minutes long. We're going to come back in the next segment. We're going to play it. And then we are going to go to break and come back and take your phone calls. Owen Schroyer is going to host the fourth hour. I suggest he takes a lot of calls. He can obviously always has a lot of new breaking news and information to cover. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You know, I was just thinking earlier about, oh, and by the way, first-time callers, or if you were down there in the inauguration, hey, maybe you disagree with me. I'm not going to try to censor your speech. If you disagree with me, I'll also put you on air. 800-259-9231. But I really think about the fact that I always thought people were good like I was. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm a very worldly person when it comes to eating and drinking and, you know, let's just say I'm certainly not gay. But the point is, nothing against gay people, you know what I mean? The point is that I'm not out to get anybody, ladies and gentlemen. And I think I'm saying, I'm just say I like God's creation on the feminine side. But these people are crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely out of their minds. And they believe they're unhappy because of us. And it is classic projection. And you're looking into their souls and seeing how absolutely desperate and freaked out and crazy they are. And so many times I'd be looking in their eyes, men and women, but mainly women. It was a, quote, women's march. And they would look at me and like kind of freak out and kind of not know what to do. And then they just go, ah, you're evil. You're hateful. And I never played this yesterday. I asked them to cue it up like five times, but maybe when we come in, fade down music and play the most bizarre thing you'll ever see. But I saw a lot of this, just total mental illness.
this wasn't really good street art, because this was so desperate and mentally ill and fallen and disjointed and programmed to fail, that this is the spirit. When I was about 10 or 11, I kind of, for a little while, listening to some darker heavy metal, thought the devil might be cool. And my dad one time was like, "You think the devil's cool? Let me draw you a picture of the devil." And he drew this picture of this little drooling, weak zombie that was all pathetic and had no power. He said, "That's the devil, fallen and weak." And it was so true. I'll never forget that picture that my dad drew, and now I'm seeing it. I mean, it is just, it's very sad, actually. This is what the devil does to people. Because the devil hates how beautiful we are, because we're made in the image of God with a capital G.
The Associated Press is reporting this week that former President Barack Obama was releasing money right and left hours before Donald Trump took the oath of office on Friday. On Friday morning, he released $221 million in U.S. funding for the Palestinian Authority on the morning just hours before he was set to leave office. Now, one State Department official and several congressional aides say that the Obama administration formally notified Congress it's going to be spending that money on Friday morning just hours before Donald Trump became president. Now, also, more than $227 million in foreign affairs funding was released at the same time, including $4 million for climate change programs and $1.2 million for UN organizations. Now, GOP lawmakers have placed holds on the Palestinian funds, but not on everything else. Congressional holds are generally respected by the executive branch, but they're not legally binding, so it looks like Obama's funding spree, all of it is going to be going through, and he did this literally hours before Donald Trump had taken the office. Well, I'm Margaret Howell reporting for InfoWars.com.
National Defense Labs and Citizen Armor has given InfoWars the exclusive on distributing to the American people the true next generation in body armor.
Basically, what we're bringing to the InfoWars team is a new line of dynamic, lightweight body armor. It is lighter, more flexible, easier to wear, more comfortable, and stronger than anything else on the market.
You said when you talk to people that have been using this, actually testing it for years, people that currently attest it for us, they didn't just say outstanding. What they really say about them?
They want to know, how do they get it? Where do they find it? A lot of my law enforcement official buddies want to know the same thing.
The backpack body armor is only $200.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a quarter inch thick. It's got a 20-year warranty. It's waterproof. You can wear it. It's comfortable.
And we shot everything you can imagine at it. Again, fund the InfoWars. Get the game-changing nanotech tubes. It's a win-win. $200. Go check out all their different products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Your phones. Calls coming up, phones are open, and the start of the next segment, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I was just thinking during the break about how truly amazing and historical and massive the events are happening in this world right now, all over the planet, a human awakening to the globalist technocracy, to the tyrannical world government. It's exciting. They admit their whole plan is collapsing. Their different criminal enterprises, their monopoly systems that are designed to make us poor. And I've always said this, and the reason I repeat it is not because I'm going, oh, look, I've been proven right. It's because the battle has just begun, but we have the weapons that are unstoppable in this fight. History and justice and honor and prosperity and the truth. The globalists are selling lies and bondage and division and servitude. Why would anybody want to go along with that? There's a private corporate world government waging war against humanity. And if we simply keep calling it out, it's done. They tried to deny it for 50 years as they built it and as it got more control and sucked more off the people and then got so arrogant it announced a total takeover of everything. And the entire world, including intelligence agencies and militaries, said, we're not going along with this. Mainly because it's anti-prosperity. What type of planetary tyranny are we going to live under when it kills prosperity? If they were smart, they would have totally delivered prosperity, then pulled the rug out. That's why you don't want a global government, because you can always get something bad that gets control of it. Bruce Fein was talking about that earlier. You always want firewalls, just like in a ship or in a building, so that if tyranny gets going in one country or one state, it can be contained. You want choices. You want a place to run to, like 50 states. The American system is incredible. I want to get to this report, but if you're a radio listener, this video was posted over the weekend at Infowars.com. I just never got to it. It's one of the most saddening, appalling things you'll ever see. It's one of the more mentally ill protesters, but this was in the extreme. This was in the 90th percentile of insanity, but the 50th percentile, the average, was just howling, you're an effing white male, I'm going to die, kill Trump, Nazis are killing us. Oh, I love Islam. I have a clip, Infowars.com. Anti-Trump feminist chant Allah Akbar during protests in Germany. The operating system they've got, because they've been turned into such slaves, they still need a human operating system. And even though Islam, in its orthodox form, is very radical, very primitive, very Stone Age, they worship a patriarchal total control system. That's their man. But he's only letting them off the leash to feel big, and they look back to their pimp, Islam, even though they're not Islamic, and say, look, I'm with the Islamicists. And they go, oh, you bet you are, sweetheart. And the Islamicists, Saudi Arabia, and others got caught, as well as Hamas, funding this event, the so-called Women's March. I mean, who could make that up? Radical feminists that hate males of any type and think that if you have a weenie, you're evil, and that Trump is oppressing women for locker room talk that was edited, but putting women into slavery, they're fine. I would talk to them. They were okay with it. So I'm going to play the Allah Akbar in a minute, but first let's play the deranged, very, very sad person that was out on inauguration night Friday for hours, reportedly, just running around, flopping around the street in total mental illness. Here it is. I mean, I got to narrate this. She's blowing on a flute, a homemade flute, and just flopping around. And again, you see this desperate mental illness, this disjointedness, not even in reality, total psychotic break. And this person's only one step below her other cohorts. This mentally ill person, like in a lunatic asylum, they tend to feed off each other. She's in the midst of all these other lunatics. Who are just, oh, did you hear he threw out the bus? Yeah, there was no crowds here. Ha ha, you didn't have a crowd. Even though they were there knowing it was a giant crowd. I was in the airport, and so was my crew, just hearing women everywhere celebrating. Did you see? Did you see? No crowd. I'm flying out Saturday, and I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, I'll get to the bottom of this when I get off the plane in Austin. I get off and walk in and go to InfoWars, and there's articles exposing how they did it. But I mean, again, they think it's like a game. Like, look, we lie better than you do. And we're like, we want to be credible. That's why people listen to us. It's not who can tell the best lie. We don't even like to make mistakes on accident. They're like, ah, shut up, fake news. And then they're like putting stuff out that I was arrested and thrown out. That's been on NPR. It's been on TV. It's been in a bunch of newspapers. Let me show a photo of the police protecting me in July of 2016. I mean, it's next level. I can't even keep track of it. I have family calling going, wow, does Trump still like you after you got arrested doing a disturbance? Alex, why'd you do a disturbance at the inauguration? And at a certain point, you know, you got some cousin on the phone or whatever, and you just go, that's fake news. Well, wait, I saw the police arresting you. And I just said, listen, I got to go. And then my lawyer calls last night. Says, how'd the inauguration go? Did you really get arrested? I said, where'd you see it? He goes, I didn't see it, heard it on the radio, and I got calls from people. It does make you feel insane. No, I mean, they show a photo of me and the police from last year, and they said I was arrested there. Then they added I was drunk. The police got me because I was drunk. Then they feed back their own lies and run up and go, aha, you're drinking. It's like little kids imagining that you know, they're superheroes, or imagining they've defeated you. Like when you're 3 years old, imagining you can jump off the porch and defeat Superman or whatever because you're Lex Luthor. I mean, it's just total fantasy land of a bunch of arrested development loons living in another world. I was trying, like all the women and children you beat up, to get into the inauguration. And you were there admittedly putting out flyers saying we're going to block people and block Trump getting in. I mean, Trump supporters. And that's indeed what you did. And then you turned that around to the opposite, that we were attacking women or that we got arrested. And they just live in a total fantasy land where they tell the lies. But like 1984, as soon as they've issued them from their mouth, they then defend them and believe them. Let me tell you, it is very bizarre to see CNN still saying Sean Spicer is wrong, Trump is wrong, and that those are real photos of the inauguration. I was there. The crowd went all the way back to the monument where it was blocked off, and it was spilling out, and hundreds of thousands couldn't get in because they were blocking the damn entrances. Excuse me, Lord. I mean, I cannot take this anymore. I was there. You are liars. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. And I know that's the truth. You people are mentally ill. And I don't even hate these people. I don't hate that weird, crazy person flopping around the street. That is a victim. What has happened to our people? It's like that HBO special I saw like 8, 9 years ago. I forget the name of it. And this guy's put cigarettes out on her, beating her, making her have sex with 20 guys a day. And he's been hit, but run over by a car, and the pimp's in there going, you better get up, hurry on the street. She's like, baby, I'm sorry, baby, I'm going to get back on that street. I'm going to do it for you. He's like, you better get back on that street. And her mother's there, nice church lady, nice black church lady. And she's like, what have you done to my baby? You have brainwashed her. She's like, get out of here, mama. He's a good man. He'll take care of me. I mean, it's like these people are pimped and broken, and they've got weird Islamicists laughing at me with women putting hijabs on, going, you're evil, you hurt women, you're a white male, we hate America. This is where you got the freedom, you dumbasses. God almighty. I mean, whoa. Whoa. Let's play the Allah Akbar piece. This is women at the Women's March, German women. Hell, they got public service announcements by the UN in Germany telling women, wear the hijab and give yourselves to Islam. Who could make that cultural suicide up? I mean, this is wild. Our enemy is so twisted, so evil, and there's not even any discussing it. I mean, they knew. I just can't believe we're facing this level of evil. You know, the Bible talks about evil people having a spirit wanting to be destroyed, wanting to be lied to, wanting to see righteousness fall. And that's it. There are people like tune into like this mental illness brainwave of just flopping around and foaming and being idiots with all these weird, creepy people with like dog style haircuts, you know, that like, clown haircuts like David Brock, who just puts out idiotic nonsense, and then these minions take it and just repeat it. David Brock could go out on the street in front of these women and you know, pull a cork out of his rear end and put 50 pounds of feces on the ground and tell those women that it was pumpkin pie. They'd get down on their knees and eat it. And I don't mean that to be gross, man. Sometimes you got to have gross analogies because it is gross. The lies they're putting out are gross. They're disgusting, and it's weird. And I don't know how we've had little scumbags like this dictating to us for so long. I mean, thank God there's a global overthrow of these sycophant demons. And I want everyone to redouble their efforts. He thinks he's going to overthrow Trump and America and the rebirth of this. Buddy, we're going to overthrow you. And you think you and your minions and all your people and has-beens like Madonna. Skip this break. You think you can talk about doing violence to us and get away with it. You got another thing coming. And I just know how the ether works. There's spiritual spider webs throughout the universe and they're trip wires. And I think you hit some big wires. I think the left's hit some big wires and some big spiritual things you haven't messed with or ever imagined are coming up. Because that's what God does. God goes, oh, you want to be evil? You want to act like you're big, powerful, and evil? Here, just release that door over there. Release the Kraken. And the door. And out comes what you're looking for. I put peace out there. I wish health and longevity to Obama and Michelle. And I wish long life for you, my friend, and Madonna. In fact, we should pray for David Brock and Hillary and Obama and all of them. Just pray that if there's any life in them and any humanity left in them, I mean this sincerely before Jesus Christ and the Father, that they awaken and repent of their evil ways and realize that they're fighting good, and so they keep doubling down on evil, thinking they'll defeat us, and they're destroying themselves in front of us. And so, Heavenly Father, we know if they continue down this path, we'll defeat them even easier, but I can't help but feel sorry for them. And I apologize and repent that I say nasty things sometimes, but it's just such a spectacle, and I see their sin is so nasty that I say bad things, and I repent of that. Lord knows I'm bad as well, so please, please forgive me, but I just don't know what to do anymore. We should really just pray for them. I'm serious. We should pray for them. And we should pray for their slaves. We should pray for their minions. Because they're slaves too. I mean, you read the WikiLeaks and it's like, is this a joke? They admit these are real? It's like worse than villains in a movie. Like, I hate the public. I want to keep them in the dark and rip them off. And let's scam everybody and commit crimes. Yeah, yeah, let's be criminals. And you just picture a bunch of gremlins hopping around like, eh. You know, people ask why all over the world leftists throw crap at people. Because they want to collect, that's what I said earlier. They collect their crap, they collect their piss, and they go out with bags of it because that's what they do and because they like playing with it like crazy people in a lunatic asylum. Why do lunatics all over the world, don't care if you're in Africa or Russia or the U.S. or, you know, it doesn't matter what continent or country, lunatics like to eat their crap and throw it at people. And these people are like that. They are freaking mentally ill. And there's giant masses of them made mentally ill by MSM. It's declassified. The CIA and others did it to them. And I don't want to say the whole CIA, the people running it. And Trump wants to stop all that. Good God, this is cancer. Because the elites say this is not a world for humans anymore. It's a world for the new transcendent elite who will merge with machines and the new creation. Yeah, well, how about you don't speak for me? Whether you can do that or not, whether it's fantasy or a real project, we've seen where your project's leading, and it ain't good, and we aren't with your anti-human world government project. Comprende? Understand that? You get it? And people in all the agencies are going, yeah, we actually do listen to Alex Jones. We get it. He's right. We're here seeing it. How does this guy know so much? So we've had the Mossad and the CIA visit and everybody else visit over the years and ask, who are you working for? Where are you getting this information? I'm jacked in, man. You can see it everywhere. I see what you've done, and they declassified a lot of it. It's so empowering to be above the mind control, and it's so painful to see others caught up in it. I appreciate Anthony back there always doing his work, listening to the stuff I say and putting out his quotes. This is important information, and a lot of it's completely simple. I mean, it's prima facie. Here's the difference. I don't feel good about myself when I look at you and you're brainwashed and twisted and spiritually ugly. I want to empower you. Doesn't mean I'm on some high horse. It makes me feel low. It blows back on me. The elite are out to get you. Trump wants a world for people and for the innocents. Trump wants a beautiful, happy world. The New World Order, listen to Obama. You can't have cars. You can't have air conditioning if you're black. What the hell? That's why they hired a black guy to go say that in Africa. And yes, that's a quote. Oh, I'm black. That's what it means. He's in Africa. If you're in Africa, you can't have anything nice. That's the most colonialistic, racist crap I've ever seen. Well, I'm an effing white male, so don't listen to me. It was effing white males that ended slavery all over the world. Well, there were effing white males involved in it because they were tyrants. Just like there's tyrants of every, quote, color. Get past the melanin in my skin and realize the character of my deeds. I'm not guilty of anything along those lines because I believe in humanity. And I don't say I believe in humanity and I'm not racist because I want to prove something to you. I say it because it's what I am. And it's you people pushing that crap that are the racist, using division as a tool of control. And I'm not talking to the people that know what they're doing. I'm talking to those that don't know what they're doing. When we come back from break, I'm going to get to all these clips. But when Trump says we're giving the power back to the people, that means you, women, men, everybody. So sick of talking about it. Trump is ridiculously real, ridiculously good. My spirit from the moment he started running was like, this guy's good, this guy's good. I'm like, no, listen to the neocon propaganda. And my gut's like, no, go with Trump, go with Trump. Then all of a sudden, oh, Trump wants to come on. And it's just crazy. If Trump isn't real, he's the greatest deception to ever hit the planet. No, he's real, folks. Now, this video is going to be posted to YouTube and InfoWars the next 30 minutes, but we're going to premiere part of it now. It's called Day One, put together by Rob Jacobson and Darren McBreen. Here it is.
We're going to stop the ridiculous trade deals that are taking everybody out of our country and taking companies out of our country. It's inconceivable to me that this was allowed to happen in the first place. I'm blaming many, many years long beyond Obama. Believe me, this has been going on for decades. And it's a trend that we are going to stop cold.
Almost can't believe it because things have been so bad under Bush and then Obama. The Republican Party establishment, the Democratic Party establishment had been selling this country off to the lowest bidder internationally. We have been completely betrayed. And then Trump comes along and says, I will not let you down, Alex. I'm going to break the back of globalism. I'm going to return the jobs to America just in an even playing field.
We're going to take back our jobs. We're going to take back our manufacturing. We take back our base. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed.
And I'm going to have peace with Russia. And I'm going to bring back all these factories. And I'm going to repeal Obamacare. And I'm going to repeal gun control laws. All the bills are either introduced or have already passed, and he's been president 4 days. 4 days. Now, on the radio today, I covered it that he was saying he would repeal TPP. That took a decade to negotiate in secret. It hands over basically all remaining U.S. sovereignty, the IMF, the World Bank, and the World Trade Organization. And Trump just declared it's all evaporated.
It's inconceivable to me that this was allowed to happen in the first place. And I'm not blaming President Obama for this. I'm blaming many, many years long beyond Obama. Believe me, this has been going on for decades. And it's a trend that we are going to stop cold.
Incredible. That was open world government, according to Davos, the PR meeting of the private corporations that have hijacked the world. They call what they've done free market. They've done it all in secret, and it's all one-sided to transfer power to them, selling off the wealth of the West to authoritarian regimes in the third world. And then those regimes don't even empower their people. When my dad was in Plan 2 as a junior in high school back in 1966, he was brought in as one of the top six smartest people in Texas. And they admitted to him the whole world government program and how they were going to transfer American wealth to the third world to empower it. And my dad ended up going to UT, but ended up turning against it and fighting against it and educating me about it. But back then, it was secret. It's public. And they admit Donald Trump is killing corporate, unelected world government. And I say it's beautiful. They say, oh, it's going to kill the new American century. They said that the American century was over. It was about China. Now Trump in his speech says it's the new American millennium, but not enforcing our will militarily, doing it through culture and ideas. Everything from Carrier to Chrysler to Ford to
Major Japanese companies are announcing hundreds of billions of dollars in investment. I have just today spoken to several high-level corporate chiefs that said we were just waiting for America to wake up. We were ordered to do this, or we'd be audited, we'd be shut down. We do what the president says. And now we've got a real president. We're going to do it with gusto. I will be able to announce to you very, very soon that major technology companies are returning to the U.S. big time. And also major firearms manufacturers. They're returning from places like Brazil to Miami, Florida.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. This is One Break. There's another video that's all the craziness, but we got that one too. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, just in case you missed it, InfoWars was on the ground live, covering every piece of action imaginable on the Washington, D.C. grounds as the inauguration was taking place. And we caught, not surprisingly, a number of protesters behaving badly. One video shows a man frustrated with anti-fascists blocking a street in Washington, D.C. And one of these fascists punches the man in the face before being attacked. The incident taking place on Friday during Trump's inaugural speech. The video starts with an unnamed man, let's call him Thor, asking the Antifa stooges if they're going to prevent him from going to work because they're crying, you know what. Then they seem to have lost it with the word war. Yes, pretty much a masked female responds, come on, babe, let the ladies through, at which point some of the women pass. Now, this guy rushes behind the women and turns around and says, F you, your roadblocks are expletive. And then she responds by attacking him. Yes, she punches him right in the face. Looks like these protesters that are part of the women's march after the inauguration were just as bad. Catch us here for all of the action. I'm Margaret Hell reporting for InfoWars.com.
You're investing in your health and supporting the info war when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here on the road with a very important announcement. Roger Stone's new book that is coming out in a couple weeks is exclusively available at pre-order at InfoWarsStore.com. It's The Making of a President, and it breaks down how Trump really got elected, the inside baseball, the current battles, and a blueprint for the future and what Trump and others are really planning to do to restore the Republican prosperity. But bottom line, this is the book that got Roger Stone poisoned with polonium. It breaks down what really happened with the Russians and so much more, and it's supports him, and it supports InfoWars and our whole operation. So it's essential that this book go to the top of the charts in the political area, if not to the very top of the charts. Joe Biden has come out and said world government is collapsing. They are in full crisis mode. Nationalist movements are exploding. Everybody needs to go pre-order so you get it first at InfoWarsStore.com. The Making of a President by Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones, jumping on an airplane to go to the inaugural event with Trump. Pray for us, and please continue to support the operation and get his book now so you're the first to have it shipped to you.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
They do have another piece that isn't quite done yet. I was told this last piece was a compilation of people going insane. We got that. This is something even more powerful. A piece I shot last night that was the Nightly News, I guess.
and get there. There's a lot of regulation that the country deals with. There's a lot of bureaucracy I deal with trying to organize things and get things done here. To run a major news operation would be done by a lot of people if it was easy. But finishing up this piece that is Donald Trump Day One that we'll upload to YouTube that deals with just how hard he's working and what he's doing. And I don't want to say it's too good to be true, but the proof is in the pudding. He's already delivered on the TPP, shooting it down, announcing they're going to renegotiate NAFTA and GATT, because that was passed by Congress, so he can't just shoot that down. TPP was done by executive power, so he can shoot that down, bringing back massive automakers, jobs, factories, announcing that they're not going to just let people walk across the border. Just hundreds of things have already happened in just 4 days. It is simply amazing. Now, Gary Gaffrey is the amazing artist that has done the famous official Ronald Reagan portrait that's hand-drawn that you see all over the world and at the Reagan Library. He's the top official artist of the GOP. He did an original 2,000-print lithograph for us. He sent me one last year, and we loved it so much. He contacted us back and said, would you like me to do another limited edition just for you? And Donald Trump sat for this picture. It's similar to one of his regular photo portraits he does as well, but that's Trump's look. And we've got 2,000 of these. We did. 500 had sold as of this morning. It's $19.95. Something like this would normally cost hundreds of dollars, but it's $19.95. Quite frankly, I need to raise capital for a studio I want to set up in D.C., and a Washington bureau, so I'm going to be doing a lot of different drives here with T-shirts and other products that may cost a little bit more. And I just thought, if you want to get in early, we do things kind of opposite here. Get it for $19.95, that's fine. I'm going to up the price of these, though, tomorrow, whatever's left, to $50, which is still a low price if you want to help fund the future of the fight for America and what we're doing. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. Let's finish up this report that I was breaking down, which is, again, titled Trump Day One. Here it is. We've always been a free country and always been very free-willed, but after World War II and stuff, we were the good guys. You know, we were the world power, and we kind of got in line believing we were exporting Americana worldwide. We found out we were exporting tyranny worldwide, and finally America hit bottom and has come back up to the top, or close to it. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect, doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I got to tell you, doesn't mean you're perfect, but we've got goodwill in our hearts. Kit Daniels' article up on InfoWars.com, not satire. Politicians keep campaign promises. Repeal Obamacare, pull out of TPP, renegotiate NAFTA and GATT, and the list goes on and on. Just secure our borders. And I saw a story today where Mexico was deporting all these Cubans. Now the United States won't take Cubans. Obama only did that because they said to be patriots. He says, oh, we won't take you, we'll take anybody else. So now Mexico's deporting them. Yeah, exactly. Because you're not a citizen, you don't come and get all the stuff free. It's not hateful towards a Cuban or hateful towards a Russian or hateful towards a Japanese person. It's common sense. So I want to leave you with a press conference earlier today where Trump talked about cutting regulations at least 75%. These aren't done for the environment. These are done to hamstring America because globalists have invested in China and India. And by the way, I'm not against Mexico, China, and India and 160 other third world countries. I want them to get livable wages. And by America competing, we'll raise the bar and make them raise the bar to compete and take care of their people. All the major mathematicians, economists admit that's true. I want China to be free. I want India to be free. The Chinese people are incredibly smart, hardworking people who've been under a tyranny that David Rockefeller and our own banks in 1949 put in over them called Mao Zedong. And the Indian people, what amazing entrepreneurs being turned loose. The Mexicans as well. The point is we're not going to have a bunch of kingpins using those countries and those people to leverage us and turn us into corporate slaves. We're going to try to truly deliver the American idea and raise up those nations. Madonna can talk all day long about how she wants to blow up the White House to be allowed to do it. The truth is, we're blowing up politically the New World Order and its entire stinking project. And the Islamists can run around all day long and brainwash the women of America who don't have men, who are under Stockholm Syndrome, to believe that liberalism is wearing a burqa or a hijab, but nobody buys into it anymore. Nobody that can think. Yeah, Soros may have a throng of dumbed-down idiots, but we've got the thinkers. They've got the stinkers.
Well, that's the final bulletin for this historic Monday transmission. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
We're going to put a lot of people back to work. We're going to use common sense, and we're going to do it the way it's supposed to be done. We're going to stop the ridiculous trade deals that have taken everybody out of our country and taking companies out of our country. And it's going to be reversed. I think you're going to have a lot of companies come back to our country. Companies that left are going to come back to our country, and they're going to hire a lot of people. It's inconceivable to me that this was allowed to happen in the first place. And I'm not blaming President Obama for this. I'm blaming many, many years long beyond Obama. Believe me, this has been going on for decades. And it's a trend that we are going to stop cold. And we started today, which is my first official day for signing major things, although I actually started from the hour I got here. But this is the day that we wanted to sign some of the legislation having to do with Ukraine. So if you have any questions, let me know. We'll start doing it right now. At the appropriate time.
You asked for it, God gave it to you. That's the real wrecking ball right there. Donald Trump is the New World Order wrecking ball. He's the wrecking ball taking down the New World Order. I mean, I said if he got 30, 40% done of his agenda in 4 years, that he would have totally delivered because it's hard to get stuff done. But because they transferred so much power to the executive and because they done it illegally, he can just... Now, they're going to come after him in a lot of ways. They're going to claim what he's doing is illegal. By the way, I just want to say for Jacobson McBreen, who I shot that with last night, they did a great job actually finding mainstream news articles even admitting our government put Mao Zedong into power. You know, you read Gloria Steinem's book and she admits she's CIA to break up the family. People go, oh, well, that's just her book. But then there's an interview with her in the 60s admitting it. I didn't even know it was around that we found this weekend. It's like, I didn't even know there were all those articles and stuff where they were admitting it. I just knew that I'd read about that in the congressional hearings and things. I'm going to go to your calls. It's just, a lot of times I overheat like a race car because I just want to do so much and there's so much news and so many angles and so much I want to tell you about that I kind of blow up. And I'm not even mad at the crew or anybody. I just, I'm totally immersed in this. I know I'm right. And I know how evil the globalists are, and it just freaks me out to know that these people are so ignorant. Just like Leanne is a good person, because she got here 4 years ago and kind of 80% agree with me. She knew who I was. She was kind of libertarian. But over time, she's like, well, this is really true. That's true. And then now she knows as much as I do or more on many things. And I'm sorry, yesterday on air, she said she was freaked out. And she was genuinely freaked out, not being a drama queen. I get like that sometimes, like, they're on the news still saying Trump didn't have a crowd and showing an empty photo before they opened the gates or right when they opened them. And she's like, and people she knows are laughing at her. And she's not upset because she's being laughed at. She's upset because they're mentally ill, man. We're in a lot of danger when, you know, there are people sending me emails and tweets going, oh, he did get rid of Martin Luther King's bust. They think accepting the lie, like the Bible says, getting into the lie gives them power. I want to go to Ian and Chris and Morgan and Matt and Evan and everybody else. But I'm like somebody playing a football game that doesn't want to lose. And I remember not wanting to lose a football game and getting really upset when we lost. And I look back on how mentally ill that was. But I got it was tapping into my normal human instinct and tribally to not want to be beaten. But now this is like 5,000 times what it was. To not want to lose a football game. I mean, this is for my family, you, everybody. And it's a bunch of scum. I mean, it'd be like if 15-foot awesome four-like aliens arrived and said, we conquer you. By the way, we cure all your diseases and everything else. I would kind of say, well, I don't want to be conquered because I don't trust you. But it still wouldn't feel as bad as we're conquered by David Brock and Donna Shalala and Hillary, who can't even hardly walk, some weird little witch. No, you will not conquer me ever. I hate you. But I do what I do because I love my family. But I got to tell you, I didn't know they could stack crap that high. You know, that's an old drill sergeant term, but
crap can give life to plants. Crap isn't the word. These people are liquid failure. And it is exponential envy. It is class envy, but it's beyond that. America tried to deploy the most freedom ever in wealth, and the globalists knew that that would make monsters. That's the great paradox. At least with some people, become lazy, evil slobs. And they don't like the fact we got straight backs, whether we be black, white, Hispanic, whatever. Because let me tell you something. They didn't like anybody, black, white, Hispanic. They were so freaked out it would attack more people of, quote, color going into the events for the inauguration. That's who was mainly bloody was Hispanic women. They would target a woman or an Asian woman. They'd target little women. I mean, again, what type of filth does this? I mean, if I'm going to fight somebody and target somebody, it's going to be the biggest man they got. That's not how these people work. They're rats. And so I just realized that you always kind of question what you're doing just as a safe thing to do. And so I always kind of question my research, question my gut. And now I'm just like, this is so dangerous because if I keep questioning and not just act instinctively against the enemy, we're going to lose. I have to just go with everything in my gut, everything in my soul, everything in my heart, and I got to hit them hard. I've got to open bureaus all over the country and the world. I've got to work 18 hours a day. I've got to be more focused. I feel guilty and pathetic that I haven't done more against these people. They are death and hell and scum. My God, they're so bad. Good God, I can't believe how bad they are. It's unspeakable. They are soul-sucked, hateful scum who hate us and hate our healthy children. And I'm not against you if you have unhealthy children. But you see, they say, oh, now you can't have a mommy or daddy because somebody else doesn't. Or you can't have a woman on the cover of National Geographic because the new sex revolution is about men and women don't exist because the old humans don't exist because we've been given a program to kill us. Then I do the logical next level equation and I go, is this guilds of psychopaths that are anti-human or is this aliens? Because if you really do the analysis, it's like it's only going to make sense. This is how you'd kill a species. And then I realize there's the Bible, the fallen one. You know, the media makes a joke when I talk about this because they go, oh, my God, Alex, please, there's a fallen entity here that wants to destroy us. How insane. Only 70% of the world population or more believes that. Why does every culture believe that there's a fallen evil here trying to destroy us? Because it's true. Whatever it is, interdimensional, spiritual, that's what that means. That's interdimensional is the modern term for spiritual. Spiritual being proven. Not religious, not government systems, not systems of men. What we know in every culture. That there's a good, great spirit, Native Americans, that loves us, and gives us life. And then there's bad things that come here to jack with us. And then you see it clear as day. Donald Trump knows all this and is trying to rally humanity because there's free will in this universe to get humanity to awaken to what's happening and to build a world for humans. Because if we don't start valuing humans and workers, there won't be any place for us. They're building a world where we don't exist, but we're meant to build and we built beautiful things. So we start saying we only buy things made by humans. On the packaging, it needs to say, my mom was a kid, they'd have cereal and say, untouched by human hands. They'd make the joke saying, what, did a monkey do it? But see, that was cool back then. It was automated. And we want to say, touched by human hands. And we start loving those human hands. Those human hands start becoming beautiful again. Because we worship God, and we're made in God's image. So we don't worship ourselves, but we respect ourselves and respect the temples God has given us. The enemy gives us disease and death and pain. Look at Trump. Life extension, conquer disease, all of it. The enemy was just, when I saw a clip of Obama during that line, but Obama was just like, oh, he's getting all the secrets now. Oh, no. They are beside themselves. But the decision was made in the intelligence agencies, who I'm not glorifying. The point is they were set up to control us and destroy us. But humans are still in control of those, and we're about to transfer power to the AI and said, this is the end of humanity. We better not go with this. Globalism's evil. We better back out of this right now before it's too late. The only hope humanity's got is to pull out of this program. I'm skipping this break, too, and I know the network needs money, but that's fine. I can have my own network, my own show. I can do whatever I want. I can go to my house, do a 5-hour show if I want, and have no ads.
I fund the whole entire network anyways. Wouldn't even, all the other talk shows on it bitch about me and complain. They don't know 98% of the money that funds Genesis is from me. It's actually 100. I couldn't even believe it. They don't even, none of them even exist compared. I'm not even bragging. That's actually shameful. To know that I'm supporting a bunch of people that disdain me. It's the same story over and over again. The same dependency, the same sluggism that we see mirrored all around us. Hated by the people we build. Hated by the people we empower. Hated by the people we've given life to. How do you think God feels? And by the way, I like Ted Anderson and GCM, but I mean, I just, those other shows on there, I mean, they think they're all in competition with me and all this crap. I'm not in competition with any of you people. I'm in competition with the devil. I'm in a death battle. And now you see the enemy say they're in a death battle. They know they're in a death battle. Only the spirit of knowing you're in a death battle will have you win. I don't know how all this is going to end, but like I told him 1,000 times, you want to fight? Better believe you've got one. You want to enslave my spirit? No! And I'll call on God to protect me and use me however God sees fit. And if I'm destroyed, my whole family with it, I don't blame God. I blame the stinking trash who will pay. Now, and the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Tormented by their own spirit. No, I mean, I really shouldn't be on a talk radio format. I shouldn't even be involved where there's other sponsors that I don't agree with and other people and other things. I just need to be pure and be InfoWars. And I don't intend to leave GCN. I don't even intend to do that. I just sit here and I skip these ads and everybody flips out about them. Well, you know what? How about I just go away for a couple months? How about that sounds, you know? Because all I want to do is defeat the New World Order. I don't want to play games. I don't want to go to balls. I don't want to sit around all the beautiful people. I don't want to impress anybody. I want to awaken humanity. And it's almost a sin to even have to raise money to do this, but that's how we operate. And I want to be flooded with the money to put correspondents all over the country and all over the world and really go to the next level. I want to be flooded with this trash the enemy's put out, but as God turns evil to good, to be used against them. And we just sell products that everybody needs, everybody wants, that are powerful, that people need, that counter the globalists on every front. I mean, it's all about life, water filtration, high-quality seeds, great supplements. Because I only promote and produce things that I would do. And that's not because I'm a perfect. That's common sense. If I'm going to give my kids a drink of water, you better believe it's something that I'm going to drink. It's so common sense. I know I've got loaded phones here. I've had them for an hour, and I apologize. I just put up with a lot of crap, and I'm not bitching about it. It's just that you get sick of it. And you get sick of all the weakness, don't you? But I'm not going to join the New World Order and just write everybody off. Because let me tell you, I've been around the globalists some. That's the weakest, worst people there are. And they're projecting how much they hate themselves onto all of us and using media and culture to make us ugly like they are so they feel better about what they are. Well, I got news for them. You don't run the show. And you don't run the heavens, and you don't even run humanity. And everything you build against us is going to be used against you, and it's going to be directly responsible for your downfall. And that's why you hate me, because you know that I speak the truth, and you know that this flesh isn't pure, but my spirit is and means everything I say. And I see you, every horrible part of you, every facet. Every surface, every little deep thought. And I am horrified at your fallen state, from my fallen state. But I could see way down below on this precipice, this rock that humanity's broken its back on. You see the heavens here and hell below. And I reach up towards God, begging for salvation. a horrible, dirty creature. And then I see you reeling in your evil, loving it down below, giving yourself and your children over to it. And all I say is, my God, please, Heavenly Father, cut us off from them. Remove us from them. Let us have a new world away from them. And God says, no, this is the great test. And I know it's true. Because without the test, we wouldn't be who we are. Without the process, we wouldn't grow through the levels to now be where we've come and to know that even greater things are coming. I guess let's go to calls. I apologize. He just hung up. I was going right to Ian in London, and he hung up right as I was. That's weird when you look at the call. He's been there for an hour, and they go, pshoo. It's like they go, pshoo, just gone. Chris in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Alex? Thank you, long-time listener. Been a listener since 2011. A lot of my family listen.
Thanks for putting up with me, brother. Go ahead.
No problem. I was at the inauguration with my father. We were in the North.
Oh, you were there where it was totally empty and there was no one?
It was packed, man.
Wait a minute. CNN said, and still says, there was nobody there.
Oh, it was so packed. I couldn't even believe that meme when I got back and saw it on floating around Facebook. And, it was just an amazing experience, but there were some nasty protesters. I saw protesters within communists. That was my first time ever experiencing anything of that magnitude. I know, I've seen it through your show, but I've never experienced anything like it. And, it just made me kind of, always looking behind my shoulder, making sure somebody wasn't going to punch me in the face wearing a red hat, And it was, and then even before that, we were outside waiting at the deplorable, and that was scary. We didn't get to go to it.
Yeah, 500. I couldn't even get into it. I heard they kicked Roger out, and I couldn't get more info. And I heard they were throwing batteries and attacked Larry King down the street, who wasn't even going to it. That's like a big liberal. Liberal's like, kill Larry King. He's an old white guy. It's like, almost killed him, tore his car up, set it on fire, knocked the windows out. Just frothing insanity. And he's going to attack Hillary because she's white. I mean, they're just nuts. But I saw people that went through it like little kids. And I'll be honest, I mean, I pushed them out of the way and stuff, but man, if I brought my kid to that and they want to make it where you can't do it, I mean, if somebody attacks my 5-year-old kid, I'm going to hurt some people, man. I mean, and how wimpy they were. Like, they thought they would hit us and I'd hit them back and they'd freak out and scream that I'd attacked them. Again, it's just weird, man.
Better believe if I saw any of that with a little kid, I would have stepped in. I mean, even though I probably would have got my
You've heard me ranting about how bizarre and twisted and crazy they are. I mean, am I exaggerating?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, wow, this is like something out of one of your videos online that I've seen many times. It was brought you down to a major realize how it was like a cult feeling. Yeah, it was like hatred. There's nothing positive about it. I mean, we walked around the Women's March, me and my father, and my father stopped and prayed over these people, and some people took pictures of them, but I don't blame him for doing it. It was just, you got nothing out of it.
That's what everybody said. It was there. Even people that weren't Christian, they said, I feel spiritual. I feel like I'm in the presence of evil. They would just start praying because these are slaves. You're seeing this earth as a boot camp, a test. People that are deciding to choose the lie. People that are deciding to choose against men and women having kids and a species, we're being tested. I mean, it's incredible. This is a beyond any science fiction movie, folks. You're living it.
Oh, 100% agree with you. And it opened my eyes even more. And there was just no message. There was really no message. It was just all over the place. And it was just...
And that's because the enemy always says, oh, you think we're dumb, we have no message. The message is there is no message. We just have 10 minutes of hate, mindless screaming people that think they're intellectual.
Exactly. I totally agree with you on that point. And another one thing I wanted to bring up is I went to the second deplorable with my father because we couldn't get into the other one. And we met his name is Zednik Gazda. He was the one that took the video of Hillary stumbling into her van. And you should get that guy on. He is a really nice guy, and he has a story to tell about how he got there.
I think we ran into him, and he was explaining who he was, and the people were mobbing me, and I didn't get to it. I think we have his number. I think Duke got it. A memory server and get him on. Yeah, that one guy probably changed the whole election. One person, the lone wolf they fear so much, the lone individual, the lone free will. More calls coming up. Owen Schwartz is coming in, but I'm going to stay. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating, as I drink the town.
There's no need now to break the law. No, it's fulfill the law. So I might as well put some action in my life. Breaking the law.
Breaking
the globalist law is following God's law. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. The entire Bible and entire history is about innovators resisting the tyrants, resisting the bullies. And the bullies always amass huge power to suppress the people because they know history's lessons, but it's never enough to stop the will of men and women who resonate with justice. And light is coming back into the world, not the false light of Lucifer, because he lost his light when he rebelled against God. He was only the bearer that shielded the host from God's full power. And now that Lucifer has fallen, God's full power can be delivered to the people. And all the Satanists and all the enemies try to resurrect their God. Their God was never a God and has fallen. Morgan! In Washington, thank you for holding her on the air worldwide.
Yeah, Alex, in contemplation of this Trump revolution, something occurred to me. For decades now, the American people, and indeed the world, has been suffering under the genocide known as tropospheric aerosol program or atmospheric injection.
Yeah, the big question is Trump going to kill the secret geoengineering programs? And the answer is, I'll bring it up to him next time I talk to him.
I was going to ask you if you knew if he had this on his radar screen, and if not, how do we get it in front of him, and where do you place this on the importance scale?
Well, the secret manipulation of our atmosphere that the globalists gave a Nobel Prize for in 92 that went operational by 95 is huge. It's a lot of it's declassified. That's what's crazy. There's this giant body admitting they're doing it. We use the word chemtrails, so it's a layman term. They go, there's no such document. But when you go, oh, high-altitude aerosol geoengineering program, they go, oh, of course it's going on. Big deal. You can read it CFR, UN, there's treaties on and it's going on. And then you actually study with scientists because most of it's classified. What would this do if you're doing this? They go, it would destroy the atmosphere. And then again, you say, are humans running this? Because why would we want to do that? And again, I don't get into the whole UFO thing. I don't bash those that do because you can't prove it one way or the other. But I don't see it as a little tinfoil flying saucer landing. It's interdimensional. It's spiritual. It's an influence, like a carrier wave blasting at the earth saying, kill yourselves, kill yourselves, kill yourselves. It's like a psychic message. Kill yourselves, kill yourselves. Don't innovate. Kill yourselves, kill yourselves. Hate everyone. Destroy yourselves, destroy yourselves. Don't innovate. Don't get off the planet. No, no, die, die. Your species is ugly. You're no good. You can feel it. Then they... Basically, these demons get humans to then build and manifest the geoengineering, the nuclear weapons, all this evil crap. In hopes we blow the planet up. Like the Bible said, the devil's plans blow the earth up. I mean, Revelation describes pillars of fire 10 times the size of mountains and metal giant insects flying around, firing, you know, missiles, murdering everybody, and huge plagues, and the sea dying and turning red, and, you know, volcanoes blowing up, and you're like, and everyone worshiping the beast and seeing an image of him that's a huge hologram. I mean, you read it, it's like, whoa, and Daniel and Ezekiel. And they're the little high priests of the fake Christian order lying, going, oh, Ezekiel's figurative. Ezekiel's figurative. Don't know. That's not, don't look at that. I mean, it's a lot more hardcore than they tell you is what I'm getting to. Anything else, Morgan?
Well, what about your idea of where this fits in on the scale of importance? Because he certainly has his plate full, and there won't be any shortage.
Well, here's the deal. I don't want to get into talking to Trump on the phones. It doesn't happen that often. The thing is, a lot of them listen. People listen. Let's just put it to you that way. So we don't need to even talk to him to get into that. But, you know, I'm, you know what? I can't talk about it, okay? Just believe me, Trump knows what's going on.
The Associated Press is reporting this week that former President Barack Obama was releasing money right and left hours before Donald Trump took the oath of office on Friday. On Friday morning, he released $221 million in U.S. funding for the Palestinian Authority on the morning just hours before he was set to leave office. Now, one State Department official and several congressional aides say that the Obama administration formally notified Congress it's going to be spending that money on Friday morning just hours before Donald Trump became president. Now, also, more than $227 million in foreign affairs funding was released at the same time, including $4 million for climate change programs and $1.2 million for UN organizations. Now, GOP lawmakers have placed holds on the Palestinian funds, but not on everything else. Congressional holds are generally respected by the executive branch, but they're not legally binding, so it looks like Obama's funding spree, all of it is going to be going through, and he did this literally hours before Donald Trump had taken the office. Well, I'm Margaret Howell reporting for Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones. I want to tell you about a way to save a lot of money on one of the best new off-the-grid products of 2017. And seriously, I really think everyone should have one of these. I'm talking about the PPX solar generator system from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. The PPX is so small you can put it in your pocket, but so powerful you can run some 110 appliances at your house, like a small refrigerator, so you can keep food from spoiling. Plus, you can take it with you to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, heavy equipment, even airplanes. The system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, allowing you to create your own private power grid, literally anywhere in the world. Perfect for cabins, remote locations, anytime you need to get off the grid for a while. Go to privatepowergrid.com to watch this thing in action. That's privatepowergrid.com. Even better, use coupon code PRIVATE at checkout and get a second PPX energy unit for free. Check it out at privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com.
I respect my audience. I know that our viewers and listeners are among the most informed, pro-liberty, pro-human, God-fearing people on the face of the earth. It's time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and prepare and to get the storable foods and the high-quality water filtration systems that you need for your family. Shortwave emergency radios, you name it. We have it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, InfoWars select storable foods that are the highest quality, longest lasting, produced right here in the U.S. foods are 30 to 40% off retail. We only do this special twice a year. You get super high quality storable foods that are fresh, last 25 years. You're prepared. You're ready. That key area is taken care of. It's insurance you can eat. You are getting an amazing deal on it, and you are funding the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. Bottom line, it's time to get prepared. So for a limited time, 40 to 30% off all the InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Another world, another time.
In the age of wonder,
another world.
We're in the age of wonder. They don't want us to see it. Trump is about to pull the blinders off. The future is already here.
The age of denial is over.
If you are receiving,
can't deny it anymore.
You are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, I've kept my mouth shut, but let's pull up Fox News. Judge Napolitano's on there talking about the Supreme Court choice that's coming up.
President George H.W. Bush famously appointed David Souter, who turned
must
out
be hard to sit on here and talk about yourself speculatively.
On abortions and guns.
What are you saying, Alex?
I'm not going to say it. Well, no, it was. It was. You know, I'm not actually. Actually, I don't think it's going to be Napolitano. Not in the first round, no.
You think maybe number second one or third one?
If I don't think anything. I just said that.
Okay.
Rex Tillerson weeks before they said him. I mean, that's just the Easter Bunny told me. It certainly wasn't President Trump. I mean, who talks to him?
Wait, President Trump?
Oh, President Trump.
President Donald Trump.
He didn't
Trump.
Tell me that. He didn't, though. He didn't. You know, it's like Media Matters wants to piss Trump off because he's well-known. People don't want to take credit for what he's done. I didn't say Trump gets stuff from me and does what I say. I say we're singing from the same sheet of music. That's why it's pure Americana. It's why they hear me say one thing, he says it the next, or he says it, then I say it, because it's the same common sense approach. It's dialing into reality and not the giant deception.
That's why you can go out on the streets of Washington, D.C. with all the other Trump supporters, people you've never met before, and immediately you have a connection. Immediately you have some powerful, you can just feel it between you. I mean, there's videos of you dancing with people in the streets, just smiling. I mean, you didn't need to meet these people. You didn't have to have a conversation with them. You just say, hey, we want to make America great again. Hey, we're patriots. Hey, we love life.
We don't want to fight with anybody.
We're lovers of liberty. You're a lover of liberty.
Well, wow. They always spin it whenever you say a black person was incredibly smart or well-spoken. They go, that's racist. That's in the official university handbooks. Don't tell a black person they did good on a report or a speech or something because that's condescending. No, I tell white people or Hispanics that. And when I said that particular black guy, I forget his name, that just came up and talked, that he was more eloquent than I was and crystallized and better than I was, I wasn't saying to be condescending. He was. Like, no, it's racist to say he can't be exceptional. Because they need the state to control the black people. And what freaks me out, though, is the white people and black people and others that support Hillary look like cars run over them. And it wasn't they were just poor. A lot of them were professors and people. They're just given into lies and hate. They're the haters.
Well, we don't really operate on the identity politics platform.
No, I don't. But it's true that
we just cover it because there are.
I mean, that guy from India, I mean, he had more passion on fire than I am.
But here's the thing.
These guys all need talk shows. I need to find out who that black guy is, who that guy from India are, and give them shows.
Well, all
I'm saying is they were amazing. And you go talk to some liberal black person, just like a liberal white person, they can hardly talk, man.
No,
I mean, what has happened to these people?
The people that I witnessed of all races, colors, and creeds out in D.C. that knew who we were.
That's what I'm
Trump.
Saying. It was a beautiful crowd.
Yep. That's it.
And every person was beautiful.
And it goes beyond just.
And it wasn't like, oh, the black people were beautiful, you know, for black people. No, I mean, they were exceptional of exceptional.
Well, since we're on that topic, Alex, this video was actually, it came down my Twitter feed, and I don't know how many people have seen this, if you've seen this, but there's this black barista, I guess it's at a Starbucks or something, and a white Hillary supporter gets fully triggered that there's a black barista, and apparently she's not getting tipped enough. And just like the liberal that we saw on the airplane, she goes into a full meltdown.
They're totally entitled.
Screaming at everybody in the restaurant, screaming about how she wishes that, oh, I wish everything for you. Everyone in the restaurant is staring at this woman like, you have completely lost your mind. You've gone completely bat crazy. And then even the barista at the end of this, her little 2-minute rant goes, so was it coffee or caramel? She's like, I'm not even listening to you. You're out of your mind. This is probably
what
some
I'm
student
saying is
who's
there's
just
something
working
to this. Whether they were Hispanic, black, white, which most people are intermarrying, just people. The Trump crowd was smart, informed, well-dressed, beautiful, electricity in their eyes. And then I didn't feel good that our crowd looked great. And I almost looked kind of like tired and exhausted compared to them. I was kind of like the 50th percentile. Whereas I walk around liberal areas of Austin, I look like Adonis or something. And then I'm just, it's like there's a big difference is what I'm saying. The articulateness, the smartness, the eyes. The eyes have it, Chico. They never lie.
They have been psychologically defeated, Alex, is what it is. And for
but they were weird before, but I agree. They are just like, if Hillary had won, we would just start fighting harder. It's like they feel like they've lost and are just flopping around like beetles on their backs.
But for some reason, I feel like I wouldn't be out on the streets holding a sign. I just feel like that's not where I go. That's not what I do because it just doesn't do anything. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's anti-American. I'm just saying I can walk around on the street all day long and Hillary Clinton would still have been the president. I would rather be here with the microphone trying to inject reality, trying to inject truth, trying to cover the news.
Well, yeah, they see a bunch of dumbed down people by their own system and think, great, these are victims. I mean, like the Democratic Party lady saying white people are inherently bad, I'll suppress them. I'm white, but I'll gatekeep the white people. Again, the idea that white people are the problem.
So what did you do, Alex?
Why is everybody trying to get into countries white people built?
You've been sitting in front of that microphone for 20 years plus, and now Donald Trump is the president.
Yeah, it's Twilight Zone, and I was on a flight back down here, and one of the Trump people was, after he told me, he goes, but I know he is. He's on Fox. He goes, I did NDA, Alex. I was like, don't worry, man. But I already knew all this anyways, and he was just telling me how much they love all our stuff. And
oh, the love out there.
He was one of the head guys, and it was just, it's just amazing. But it's not about impressing Trump or his family. They're like with us. These are people that already knew this before we came along. It's because they just see the same truth, but resonated with what we've helped build. They rode in on this big populist wave. I am not like, a lot of people are like, aren't you mad that everybody really knows that more than half the Trump supporters are you and you're the reason he won? I'm like, I don't care. As if I have the skills of an executive and the energy of this guy, he's better than I am. I'm going to be honest about Trump. I'm better in some ways, but Trump isn't even showing you what he's got. That's what's scary. Let me tell you something. I don't want to get into like Trump cult here or something, but the media is always, what's Trump talk about with you? Trump knows my agenda before I even talk to him and finishes my sentences when it's like the most, he's like synced. The guy's psychic. I'll just say it. Trump's got to be psychic, folks. It's like you're talking to Superman. And so the whole thing you see out there is his public persona is like one-tenth of Trump.
Well, they
That's why they're so damn scared of him, man. It's like God has sent like Superman to break their back.
Well, they say he's a time traveler, and he's actually from the future, and he's here to save us. But the truth with Donald Trump
is... saying that?
This is what they're saying. This is what they're saying. And maybe
I don't know, man. It's pretty weird.
But, Alex, here's what it is to me, because I was going back, and I was looking at some stuff that Donald Trump did back in the 90s when he was a billionaire. The guy is honestly just a hard worker, and he just wants other people to work hard, because he knows...
Well, he's kind of OCD about success and victory. He loves piles of work. I mean,
let's be honest, though.
I like piles of work to defeat them. I don't enjoy any of it.
But let's be honest. When you're working hard and you have something at the end of it that's rewarding, that's a good feeling. That's a feeling of accomplishment. And I think that that's what Donald Trump wants to see in other people. Now, that doesn't mean you have to
He does not get off on seeing your failure.
Exactly. He gets off on seeing you work hard and being a success. That's what he gets up on. Now, that doesn't mean that you might not be someone that likes to work 40, 50, 60 hours a week. You might be someone that likes taking it easy and hanging out at the beach or doing, that's fine. That's
hey, how do
thing.
You think there's all these other billionaires with hundreds of billions that can't beat Trump? Why do you think he's one of the lower level billionaires? Why do you think he's got all these top guys ready just like to just go with him? It's because
who knows how long he's been.
He can frickin' read your mind. That's why.
And who knows how long he's been talking about this stuff behind closed doors. He signs the deal to get rid of TPP. He looked at the cameras. He looks at the people around. And he says, we've been talking about this for a long time, right? So they knew. They knew he was going to sign it.
Take a look at Barron, like when he's walking behind his dad.
And then he's getting attacked.
His dad starts turning his head, and right as he does it, Barron turns his head. It's like, synced. Whoa. I'm not going to give the media a heyday, but it doesn't matter.
the force is strong in this one.
It's crazy. And they are freaking out. But as I've always said, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. They want to destroy humanity. They want to enslave us. God is going to X-Men everybody that wants to beat them. Look at the Bible. Look at all the other cultures. That when stuff gets really bad, people go to the next level. You're not going to suppress this. Not with your AI, not with any of your crap. Get ready. You're about to get overrun.
There's so many people out there that are starting a new life with this Donald Trump presidency, whether it's a new
job. And that's
job.
What it's about. They want us to feel beaten, disempowered, and this is real hope. This isn't go buy a lottery ticket. This is believe, work together, and by the way, we're going to bring the jobs back they blocked. See, a lot of people think like Oprah Winfrey and The Secret, like you just imagine something that happens. That's a total lie. It's satanic. You have to work hard, believe, have ancestors that built the platform for you, and then use the avenues you were given, then you can do almost anything. And see what we've built. Humans envision it, we build it. It might take 100 years now, but we've built the technology up to the point that now what we envision can happen in a month or a year or an hour. You see, folks, that's the big secret. We're here at the cusp about to unlock all the mysteries. They've already unlocked a bunch of them. Okay, and the decision was made not to give us any of this and basically start wiping us out. Well, humans fighting back in the intelligence agencies, because they were given access to this, said, what the hell? We're going to wipe out 99% of people and have the Zuckerberg merge with a machine because he doesn't want to see anybody on Kauai at his house? You know what? We're coming for you, man. It's over.
Not even a weekend yet.
Look, he said it. It's the destiny. You're not going to stop the providence and the destiny. We are accepting it like electricity. We're reaching up to God. God's free will, not like the devil. We are reaching up for it, Owen. Just like you said the other night, you couldn't even sleep. The energy level's going up so high, isn't it? And I mean, my energy, I can't even handle it. It's so strong. And we are reaching up for the thunderbolts, the Promethean fire. Trump has reached for it and gotten it. I have reached for it and gotten it. You are reaching. Everyone is reaching and getting it. But God will only give you what you can stand. I'm 43 in like a week or two. I just can't imagine if I'm able, honored enough and blessed enough to live to be 70. Imagine the level then what this is going to be like.
Well, this is not going to be easy.
Skip the break.
They're going to continue to come after us. They cannot let humanity.
Oh, listen. We're only being given this respite and this strength and confidence to get ready for the big stuff we're going to face.
Exactly. And who knows when they're going to try to stop humanity from getting to the stars, stop humanity from reaching its destiny like they've been trying to do for my entire life.
The gremlins need to just get out of the way.
Move. Get out the way. Because here's the thing, too. If they were smart, Alex, they would have already done it by now. If they were smart, they would have put their tail between their legs and they would have said, you know what? We were defeated. If I keep trying to fight this, I'm utterly defeated. There is nothing left. There's still something left of the globalists. There's still
God's
something
not going to take his people up and give them everything without testing them first.
So if you continue
that's to that's why I'm sad fight, for the people that are fallen. They don't get the incredible opportunity they're being given right now.
Just give up. Stop it. Get out of the way. If you continue to try to fight humanity, if you continue to try to suppress humanity and all the things that we can accomplish, reaching the stars, life extensions, just all the technology, all the industry, everything Trump is talking about in that presidential inauguration speech, you're going to be completely and utterly defeated. You will be completely and utterly defeated. And it won't just be because of humanity. Humanity is already an unstoppable force, but God will completely defeat you. And that's what
I knew before the speech. It was all secret about the speech. I didn't get this from Trump. The New York Times said, did you talk to Trump before the speech? They already were monitoring and had a guy looking for me in the crowd, New York Times. That's how the guy was obviously, you know, not just a New York Times reporter.
Was it Benjamin Applebaum?
And the point is that they were on me and they're like, how did you talk to him? Cause they think it's all access physically. And I was like, no, I didn't talk to him. I knew what he was going to do. The New York Times said, I don't think they did an article. They go, he was taping. He goes, how'd you know that? And I said, man, I didn't know it. I felt it.
Was it Benjamin Applebaum from the New York Times by any chance? Cause, that's the guy that started the fake news about the inauguration being low attended. He's the one that originally tweeted that picture. I found this out today. Benjamin Applebaum, Washington correspondent for the New York Times.
You know, it's funny you say that.
You are fake news.
I think it might have been him. I looked at the badge.
He's total fake news. He's got a bald head, I think glasses, maybe a goatee.
Yeah, he had a goatee and glasses and a hat.
Benjamin Applebaum. He's the one that's there.
That's right him! Yeah. Oh my God! I can't believe this! Man, I mean, I am literally at point blank range. I gotta start being in DC.
Hey, wait. Did we talk about this before
No.
Oh, are we just on the same page?
That's
him. Are we just synced up? Look at the tweet. He's the one that started the fake news. CNN ran with it. Go to his media tweets. You'll find it. He originally tweeted, here's a picture from Obama in 2009. Here's Trump. Of course, it's at 8:30 in the morning. They won't even let anybody in. Protesters are blocking the way to get in. And then he's like, oh, nobody turns out. So Benjamin Applebaum is totally fake news from the New York Times.
And I think that's him.
The same guy. Yeah, there he
is. How did you even think that? He ought to release the tape. He didn't.
Oh, 8:20. It was at 8:20. So I was fake news. I said 8:30. It was 8:20 a.m. So before 8:30 even.
And again, they knew that they showed totally, and people would go, oh, wait, there was a crowd. They waited till like, they just started pouring in.
And then I've got this story here. I think this was the
Independent Journal. That's like saying a Dallas Cowboys game that was sold out, a playoff game, had only, you know, 20% attendance, because you take a photo an hour
before
after
the kickoff. Yeah.
You're like, hours before the kickoff. I mean.
Like, they just opened the gates. Oh, it's empty in here. It's like, no, everyone's outside.
And you're like, at the Dallas Cowboy game, it's totally packed.
You're like cheering with 80,000 other people, and then you get on Twitter and Benjamin Avamon's like, oh, nobody was at the Cowboys game. You're like, what? I can't even hear.
That's why Leanne, and this used to get to me too, it still gets to me, but she's really going through this right now because she has friends and stuff that are laughing at her, and she's not sad because they're laughing at her because she doesn't have any, you know, can't handle being laughed at. She's upset. I mean, it's upsetting when.
Well, they've been brainwashed.
It's upsetting when people are under this.
This is a story from the Independent Journal Review. They basically capture all the images from Obama in 2009, all the images, all the angles. And what you'll see is they're pretty much both completely packed. Okay, that's the truth of it.
They had people trying to keep us from getting in.
Well, and we documented that. There was the one video. It was another white
woman.
By
the way, you were in another area. I was blocked at three entrances and attacked.
I was blocked at two areas.
Trump had me thrown out of the inauguration.
I got blocked at two areas. I think it was maybe the red and the orange entrance. There were like six or seven different entrances. But actually, one of the videos that went really viral, it was on the
Alex Jones channel. Go back. It's even more packed for Trump. Look at these photos.
Yeah, so this is from the Independent Journal Review. But regardless, the point is...
No one was there. Applebaum's...
Yeah. It was empty. Benjamin Applebaum is fake news from the New York Times. That's what the story here is. And of course, there were a lot of people out there. But nobody wants to talk about this, Alex. We had a video, the Trump protesters blocking the entrances. And they were. They were standing in the...
I'm not mad at our crew because no one was here to do it. But I kept saying, they're beating us up. They're attacking women. And there was a few blurbs. But to me, it was big. And instead, I opened the newspaper up and learned I attacked Trump people and was thrown out. No, I couldn't get in for hours.
I think that the video where the woman was getting assaulted, there was, I'm not sure if it was the same one that you saw, but there was a woman. She's actually from Austin. She protests in Austin. She's from Austin. She was at the clown protest back when Trump was here in August. She was in D.C. Rob Dew caught her. And then another journalist caught her spitting while they're blocking the streets. They were arm in arm blocking the streets.
You're talking about the big guy that hits the women and the
yes,
men. No,
yes.
No, I saw that too.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm waiting to get my credentials. That's why I'm in the video, TMZ. But they're hitting him and some women.
Mm-hmm.
And then my security comes out because I just come out. I'm like, hey, look at this. I tell the cops do something. I'm across by the barricades at the main entrance. They're trying to stop people even coming down the sidewalk to come to it.
Right.
They've got barricades up, so you got to come down this tube. And by then they're hitting him once the video's on, so he hits him back, hitting him with poles, punching him in the side.
And they spit on him too.
And they said, well, that's when he pushes her back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no. I wasn't even looking for this. I didn't know they were attacking women. 200 yards up is where the main assaults are going on, where they're not letting anybody in. They wouldn't let us in there. They wouldn't let us in another one. We went around for hours with just lines, and I would, people let me cut. There'd be lines like half mile long trying to get in. I would just cut. You know, say, I got to get in. They go, oh, Alex, sure, go ahead and cut. And I'd get there, and the cops were doing nothing, and there'd be like 100 people blocking 10,000 getting in. But see, Trump supporters aren't wimps. They're so nice, they didn't want to assault anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So the people knew their orders from Soros. They didn't know why they were being told this, but block it so there wouldn't be a crowd. But still a record crowd got in despite it.
And
because they wanted that image of no one there. Because they had the Metro Police on their side, they thought it would happen. But so many places... Bikers for Trump and everybody just ran over him.
That's another interesting thing that I'm trying to figure out here, because obviously we see confrontations with police like Eric Gardner, Kelly Thomas, and
well,
we
most
call
police
that
are
out.
Good, but Obama right. is going to control that. Well, pull up the photo of the police wearing the Soros pink hats.
But the strange behavior that I witnessed in D.C. was that not just the police were lack of confrontational; they just let people get away with this. I mean, outside
but
of
only
the deplorable,
one-sided though.
Outside of the deplorable, Alex, I mean, it was just complete chaos in the streets. They were throwing things, beating people, spitting at people. I mean, trying to rob people, throwing batteries. And the cops just stood there and watched the whole thing. So it's like, I don't
Let
know.
Let me add something else. I'm sitting there with the like Navy SEALs and Army Black Ops folks as my protect. Well, I'm not going to go the whole story, but the point is, I'm sitting there and I'm watching all this happen. And they're like, look at this. And it showed the riot police that D.C. had purposely. They were the smallest women and smallest men. Again, like this, like just to see if we make the Army wear red high heels. It was like put the biggest wimps in as the riot police.
I had a group of two people. I ended up yelling at these people. The video's on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. They're walking around following me, saying my name, threatening me. The cops are right there. They're like, oh, Owen Schroyer, we're coming for you, Owen. We're coming for you, Owen Schroyer. Following me around. The cops are hearing the whole thing.
It's hard not to break their nose at that point.
And I'm standing there. I'm like, okay, the police aren't going to do anything. I have the video right in their face. I'm like, oh, are you fans of mine? You guys must be fans. And then they ignore me. I'm like, you know what? You guys are children. You guys are pathetic. And it's tough not to sock them right in the face. I mean, but then, you know what happened after that?
They win.
The cops actually pulled me away and forced me to go inside. They were like, oh, quit confronting them. Just go inside. I'm like, officer, you just heard them following me around, threatening me, saying my name.
No, that would happen to me. I'm trying to get in to multiple deals. The police dragged me off and it turns into Alex Jones arrested drunk at the inauguration.
So it's just kind of this whole other strange thing we got going on with a new police behavior where they're not doing enough to stop these crazy people in the streets from committing
acts of violence. Well, that's what Black Lives Matter and Soros is about.
Yeah.
Letting a cop know you ever confront a liberal, you're going to be fired.
Exactly.
So a lot of the cops don't like it, but they're just like,
oh, and that's another thing. I'm actually trying to find the original source for this, and I haven't found it yet, but the anti-fascist, Antifa people put a post up somewhere, and I'm not sure where it was. I'm trying to find this. I've asked for people on Twitter to help me find this. It says, for those of you who were put in jail at the Trump protests, our handlers are going to bail you out. So who do you think that is?
Well, no, they admit Soros funded 50 of the groups. Islamic Jihad funded a bunch of others. Hamas connected groups. Did you see all the women wearing hijabs? They had like Muslim women and men overlooking it, putting hijabs out of big bags on women's heads like they were being anointed. That, oh, I'm a liberal woman. I wear hijabs. And it turned out in the news that they were admittedly funding it. I mean, what the? Since when do the leftist women want to like be inducted in Islamic Jihad?
Since they have no idea what it is my guess.
No. They know. They hate America. And they hate the family.
They hate white men.
Because they love abortion. So, I mean, and I'm not saying if you've ever had an abortion, you're a devil. The point is you don't love it. You don't like make it your God. You know, you don't like run around. We're going to come back, take a few calls and play this compilation clip. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, just in case you missed it, InfoWars was on the ground live, covering every piece of action imaginable on the Washington, D.C. grounds as the inauguration was taking place. And we caught, not surprisingly, a number of protesters behaving badly. One video shows a man frustrated with anti-fascists blocking a street in Washington, D.C. And one of these fascists punches the man in the face before being attacked. The incident taking place on Friday during Trump's inaugural speech. The video starts with an unnamed man, let's call him Thor, asking the Antifada stooges if they're going to prevent him from going to work because they're crying, you know what. Then they seem to have lost it with the word war. Yes, pretty much a masked female responds, come on, babe, let the ladies through, at which point some of the women pass. Now, this guy rushes behind the women and turns around and says, F you, your roadblocks are expletive. And then she responds by attacking him. Yes, she punches him right in the face. Looks like these protesters that are part of the women's march after the inauguration were just as bad. Catch us here for all of the action. I'm Margaret Hell reporting for InfoWars.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side, and as many of you know, I'm on a mission to help Americans get and stay healthy. You've all heard the shocking statistics. Despite spending trillions of dollars in healthcare, nearly $10,000 per man, woman, and child in this country, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and autoimmune illnesses are rampant. One out of three or four people is dealing with some kind of health challenge, and everyone knows at least one person with a degenerative disease. If you're dealing with a health challenge, or if you're healthy and want to maintain your vigor and longevity, and you're looking for a convenient, easy way to incorporate nutritional raw materials into your day-to-day lives to guarantee that your body is getting the fundamental nutrients, the 90 essential vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids it needs to do its healing work, you need to check out InfoWarsTeam.com. Give your body the gift of good nutrition. Head over to InfoWarsTeam.com. Your body will be very grateful.
On the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
National Defense Labs and Citizen Armor has given InfoWars the exclusive on distributing to the American people the true next generation in body armor.
Basically, what we're bringing to the InfoWars team is a new line of dynamic, lightweight body armor. It is lighter, more flexible, easier to wear, more comfortable, and stronger than anything else on the market.
You said when you talk to people that have been using this, actually testing it for years, people that currently tested for us, they didn't just say outstanding. What did they really say about them?
They want to know, how do they get it? Where do they find it? A lot of my law enforcement official buddies want to know the same thing.
The backpack body armor is only $200.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a quarter inch thick. It's got a 20-year warranty. It's waterproof. You can wear it. It's comfortable.
And we shot everything you can imagine at it. Again, fund the InfoWar. Get the game-changing nanotech tubes. It's a win-win. $200. Go check out all their different products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Broadcasting live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, in the final days of the first month of 2017. Here we are, Donald Trump's the president. He's delivering just fantastically. You know, the crew made the point. He's always trying to bring up points that they think are important. They go, this is almost a diversion. The saying he removed the bust of Martin Luther King, saying that there was no crowd there to see him. But, you know, we have to fight these fights because they've gone and defended themselves once they've been caught. I mean, I'm using the term double down too much, but that's what it is. We have to discredit them. So these are real fights. He knows what he's doing. He's making a big deal out of it because it's they want to discredit him. We've got to discredit them. But it's
that we need to bring over. Those people in the middle of the road who are seeing the people crying on the airplane, seeing the people crying on the streets, seeing us discredit the fake news, they're starting to come over to our side. That's why people chant USA when that liberal gets kicked off the plane.
Who just, they feel so entitled. But Trump, I mean, the TPP's gone. NAFTA and GATT being renegotiated. Huge jobs being announced every day coming back. The stock market exploding while the globalists try to deflate it. I mean, Trump is on the phone, hundreds of phone calls a day, trying to get jobs back to the U.S. and having success. I mean, he's doing it. It's straightforward. He's telling the truth. There's nothing hidden.
How much do you think Obama
thank God
tried.
We have a Russian president.
Do you think Obama even tried to bring jobs back? Do you think he even tried calling anyone?
But notice how they steal this piece of classic New York Americana from us and tell us this is a Russian blueprint. Well, I guess the Russians are our friends if they're running, trying to get all the jobs back here and trying to stop war and trying to empower the family. Thank you, Putin.
Thanks, Russia.
They'll probably take clips and have us saying that. But again, people know they're lying and that's out of context.
And again, the WikiLeaks have never been denied and Donald Trump is delivering for America. So if he's a Russian agent, thank you, Russia. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing. But that whole thing is falling on deaf ears now, Alex. You notice how?
Well, Gallup admits he's exploding.
You notice how they're not trying to push that fake news anymore about Russia? They've pretty much given that up. Nobody talks about it. Chuck Schumer, CNN, they just let it go. It was a huge deal. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Like, this is the end of the
Russians
world.
Russians pissing on him.
This is the end of the world. Trump is a Russian agent. Trump elected. He was elected by Russia. Oh, my God. They're flipping. They're filing. It's Russia. And then just a week later, oh, wait.
Listen, drain the swamps from Putin.
Yeah. Oh, hey, all these American jobs are for Russians. Don't you know we're bringing Russians over here to fill all these factories? No, we're not.
Where do they?
But they gave it up. That's my point. It was so.
I want to go to phone calls. I want to play this clip. But
it didn't work.
They've been really nice waiting. What do you expect them to do next? Because I'm sure we've already played this. No, we haven't played it. The anti-Trump feminist chant Allah Akbar during protests in Germany. I want to play that in a minute. Mm. Apparently, honor killing, stoning women to death, and FGM are compatible with women's rights. And I had people. When Islamic groups were leading the march and had women putting hijabs on, I was like, hey, you claim him in locker room talk out of context 12 years ago is bad. Okay, I don't really do that. But if you record me all the time, maybe sometime I'd say something like that. The point is that he's not actually running mass sex slavery of women like the Islamic Jihad out of Saudi Arabia and killing women if they drive the car to the grocery store. You know, and they just scream, you're an effing white male, shut up. Let's cue that clip up video, anti-Trump feminist chant, Allah, God is great, Allah Akbar during protests in Germany. Here it is. Laura, they'll just chop your head off in Islam. Listen, Allah Akbar. That's a woman that looks like a man. They don't even let women speak in Islam. She can say Allah Akbar.
You just hit a woman. That doesn't look like a woman.
Here, let's back this up. Back in 20 seconds.
I saw a woman without her man, and I chopped her head off.
I'm going to kill my daughter. She talked back to me. They're like, oh, yeah. Oh. But it shows cuckolding. We haven't acted like men, and so now our women are running off. Literally wanting to be in sex slavery.
I guess that's the dynamic here.
Here, let's go back to it. The unreal, obvious. She's obviously the man in the relationship. She's got her little girl there. So she under Islam. She's in charge. She likes this. She's like kind of the Janet Reno, Rachel Maddow type, which is fine. Except you're chanting Allah Akbar while saying I'm a misogynist because I believe in males being strong and women being strong. Here in the West, that gave birth to the entire putting women on a pedestal. This entire attack is on women. They are the species. Make no mistake.
I'm a first wave masculinist.
I want to hear more about this.
I'm starting the masculinist. We're masculinist.
I don't think you're the first to do that.
Okay, maybe.
Anyways, hey, let's get serious here. Just Allah Akbar. They were doing this. They were doing this on the street in D.C. They'd always be like weird Muslim men approvingly looking on.
But that's what I'm saying. So this is not going to do it.
And look at the liberal women. Oh, Allah Akbar, how cute.
Ooh, dismantle white supremacy. It'll be dismantled when they take my head off my shoulders.
It'll be great when I can't drive a car or go outside without myself.
Yes, when I have
Can we show Saudi Arabia? Just type in male escorts escorting Saudi Arabian women. They call it like men escorting Saudi Arabian women. Type that in. You have to have a male escort take you outside. But and the women of Germany are like, oh, God, that's going to be awesome. Oh, it's so liberal. Oh, it's so Allah Akbar. Like Allah Akbar. They don't come up with like a vibrator for them. It goes Allah Akbar. They like worship it.
Oh, my God. Well, I think that might actually.
I guarantee in Germany it'd sell.
I was going to say, if you're a capitalist, that's something that you might actually want to try to...
Actually, yeah. And it's got like a little head chop, but it would also have like razor blades so you could just sexually mutilate yourself at the same time.
And just in
it's
case.
Like, it's like, I want to follow Islam, so you should sell them loppers. Like Islam conversion kit. Somebody, like a pair of loppers. I'm not joking here, Owen.
Oh, I know. It's just so ridiculous.
I agree with you, dude. This is the most unintentional.
They're
comment.
Out on the streets, though. They're out. This is what I'm saying. This is why I would never protest, because you getting in front of this microphone and fighting the lies and disinformation with truth and passion and humanity, you won, okay?
You won.
Getting out on the streets, we won. We won. Getting out on the streets.
Meanwhile, our brainwashed brethren run around screaming Allah Akbar.
And you notice, I mean, I'm sorry, but when Martin Luther King walked the streets, here's the difference. This is why Martin Luther King walked the streets.
He was attacked by people keeping him from marching, and we were attacked.
Exactly. That's why he did it, because if he went out and marched, he could illustrate how people would beat him up.
But then meanwhile,
how it worked.
Meanwhile, what do they do to us?
They get beat up.
They show a photo on the news and talk about on the radio that I was arrested, and they show a photo from 8 months ago in July where the police were escorting me when I was attacked by communists. They show that and say I'm arrested in D.C. trying to crash the Trump inauguration.
They were trying to protest
you. Cleveland police. They think you're so dumb. Back up. On the very image, it says the date, the 22nd.
Oh, my gosh.
But they're in D.C. No, Cleveland. So Mohit. I got called. They said, though, I was not just this publication. It's everywhere. Look at Buckley there. They said I was arrested. And then all of this happened that I was, here's the headline.
That's
here's
obviously
Alex Cleveland. Jones is having a bad inauguration day. And they admit I was kept from going in the New Republic. But that's quote, proof of my conspiracy. They were blocking me. Here's another one. Alex Jones gets kicked out of Donald Trump's inauguration video. And it's video of them keeping me out. And then they cut in shots of the police protecting me, saying I was arrested. Again, talk about. Can we go back to Allah Akbar, then I'm going to go to the calls. One more. I got to get one more, because God is great. I just don't think how much money you want to bet that that is a
paid
atheist, liberal, and that she just wants to take crosses down, but to be rebellious and like pee-pee, you know, pee-pee on us, she then is running around saying Allah Akbar. Love Trump's hate. This is Germany.
Total failure. And there's so much love on our side. I can't even tell. That's why I cut that radio hot topic. I can't believe all the amazing people. I'm sure that you experience it too, Alex, but you know, you gotta be a little more tight with security.
Well, the weirdest thing is it's like women pretending to be men. One time I took my kids about a year ago with Shane Steiner and his wife, who's very attractive. And I took my kids to the bowling alley. They got this place called Main Event. And we go over and decide to play pool some while the kids are playing another game
bubble hockey?
Bowling. And we're in there, and Shane's wife, Amy's like, I can't believe this. And there's like women that are about 5'5", really skinny, but butch haircuts in white t-shirts like they're, who's the famous guy that the French love so much? James Dean. They're dressed like James Dean with cigarettes on their arms and everything.
It's cool.
And they're coming over, like hitting on her right in front of us. And she's like, get away. They're like, oh yeah. And then they try to bull up to me a little bit. And I'm like, is this a joke? Because in a man's world, if you hit me, I don't care you're dressed like a man. I don't care they're a lesbian. I've got lesbians dressed like guys trying to pick up my buddy's wife, who's a supermodel. I mean, this has reached next level. I mean, you know, I'm like a gorilla. I'm not bragging. I mean, it's like a war machine if I get in a fight. I'm sitting here with literal, like, 5'5" women trying to take a woman away from us.
You said this yesterday.
And she got mad. Amy says, I want to get out of here. This has got to stop. Because they were standing at the pool table next to us, staring at us like they wanted to kill us after that, saying, I can't believe they hate lesbians. You know,
You said this yesterday, that you think you could take on 50 to 100 of them. I'm dead serious. He's not exaggerating. You really could have.
Until I run out of air. The problem is you run out of air. But it's and your fists are all broken, but you still keep going.
You might have been having that Trump energy. Just grand.
I better not have a heart attack. I'm telling you,
I was actually thinking about that. Because at one point, Kit Daniels was filming me, and I was standing in front of the Antifa people that were coming. There were a couple hundred of them. And I'm like, oh, Kit. I'm like, start recording. We got them coming up. And I just start reporting right there. But I could just see it. Alex Jones and Q take on the entire Antifa protest line. And then you just turn around, there's 200 of them, and then Alex is standing there, and then 5 minutes later, the streets are just empty.
Just gone. But it's not anything, we're tough. They're that pathetic.
No,
you found the doctor where they said, don't worry, our handlers will get you out.
So yeah, so I think the crew found this too, and this was posted on a 4chan thing by some anonymous and Antifa post here. So what they do is they say, oh, this is what we've been doing for years, and I quote, we show up, F up fascist faces, break random S, and then watch the right-wing tears. And it goes on to talk about how they disrupt. But now they're all upset because we were actually arrested this time. We got rounded up and arrested, and now we face 10 years in jail. Some of us are even still in jail now, but lucky of us, some of us got bailed out by our backers. So here's what I say, because this was on 4chan. I think that 4chan should expose whoever made this post. I think that they should out whoever this person is, turn them into the DC police or the FBI. And we need to find out who it is that's backing them and why they're financing terrorism, because that's what this is. They admit it. They show up to fight people and break things. They were caught on
organized crime. It's like the KKK in the 60s trying to block black people voting or marching. It's the same thing.
How is it, Alex, explain this to me. How is it that we can have no-knock drug raids on the wrong house, almost a weekly event in this country, but I can't get fascist protesters who are breaking things in the streets arrested? How is that going on?
Well, it's one thing if they were like, had some objective. It's to block us from our free speech.
Or it'd be one thing if they were peaceful.
Well, that's what you can protest to be heard. Notice they'll never talk to us.
Oh, no.
Because they're all bought and paid for. They are the bottom of the barrel.
Some of them even admit it. And they're like, oh, sorry, for professional reasons, I can't talk to you. Oh, why is that? Oh, professional. What are you, a professional protester now?
Professional dumbass.
No doubt about that.
That's the new term. You know, my buddy Hugh has a name. I pull up to that. He's listening to this music. It's one of his friends. And I said, that is the most horrible crap I've ever heard. And he goes, yeah, it's called crap. And he goes, I go, what's that? He goes, country rap. And I knew country's been merged with rap lately. And I said, did you just coin that? And I said, yeah. I said, well, I'm stealing it. So here, InfoWars steals it because he works for us, proprietary of my property. When they merge country with rap, it's called crap.
So we've got crap music now?
Country rap is crap.
Crap music? I've never heard
of it. Is that not badass?
I've never heard any crap.
No, that's new.
Okay.
It is horrifyingly bad.
I don't want to hear it. I know that.
Don't want to hear it.
There's a rapper.
You could definitely torture somebody. I was like, what on earth is that coming out of your car?
There was a rapper from St. Louis called Nelly who tried to do that. I quit listening to him after that. The crap. He put out a crap album.
Yeah, the merger of rap and country is crap.
That's what it is. No, like it is, though.
But if it sounded good, I'd listen to it. Country. I like some rap. This was crap.
You like Ludacris?
Some of it, yeah.
Yeah. I like some Ludacris. He's kind of got a in your face type of rap.
Well, move. Get out the way. You see them headlights? You see me knock them curtains down? Who bought them TVs, bitch? Tell me that.
Hey, you know what though, Alex? Of all the pathetic protesters that we saw, and I don't know how often you see this, but I see people that recognize us and they come up to us, and before they even talk about what news we do or anything, they talk about how they love our products.
Yeah, we're going to plug.
I see that every time.
They say train is off the tracks. Laugh out loud. All right, we got to take a few phone calls. Hey, they're going to sell out in the next few days. It's the official artist that does the famous Reagan drawing. I want people to see the Reagan drawing because that's what's so cool. The famous one with him in the cowboy hat.
It's beautiful. We have that thing in our office, too.
He's done an original exclusive 2,000 of these for us. This is on lithograph, paper, high quality. There's only 2,000 of these. It was 500 have been sold as of this morning. At $19.95, they're going to probably sell out today. I need to actually make some money. So you put them in the tube and pay for it. We're not making that much on this. I need to fund a new Washington Bureau. Go get the nutraceuticals. Go get the t-shirts. Go get the products. Infowarsstore.com. They're great products. Sourced by us, the highest quality, what we use at very low prices. Go check out the new body armor, the nanotech body armor that nobody else has got. Our great bomb defense probiotic. Do yourself a favor, DNA Force. Go get the lowers for the M4s, Tennessee Arms, Prostaguard, X2, Brain Force, the new defense combat one that's out. All of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, let's go ahead and take a few calls here. I told her by the big specials on the supplements we're about to end that they're now gone. We can't go that long with them. But it doesn't matter. They're already great. They're already discounted. So support us. You want to see us raise more Hades against the globalists? Support us. Pray for us. Spread our links, our articles. We're in a war against these people. I mean, we're evil folks that think it's weird to have feminists calling for Islamic jihad and Islamic Sharia law, where they wouldn't be able to leave the house without a male escort, a male opinion, a male chaperone. Saudi Arabia, men must accompany women outdoors. Type that in, see it for yourself. And then they look at us going, F you, jihad. Let's go ahead. Been holding like a trooper. Evan in California, you've held so long. Give John Harmon your name and number. He'll email it to us. We will send you one of these autograph lithographs of the 45th president of the United States of the galaxy. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Owen.
Hello, my friend.
And greetings to the InfoWars team and crew.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I'm calling today with something that might seem a little off topic, but to me, it seems, you know, kind of at the forefront.
It's okay. We're not screening your call. I know most shows you call and they screen them, but you're on air.
All right. So this may seem a little antiquated, but you know, we voted for the president and got president in overwhelmingly, apparently. One of the other things that we have to do, I believe, is that we have to truly vote with our dollars. Now,
no, that's right. I will not see a Tom Hanks movie, even though I like the actor Tom Hanks. I hate the person Tom Hanks. It's just over. I go, no, I'm not going to that. I actually go and read. No, we're not going to this. No, we're not going to that. No, we're not going to this. We start doing this, they're all out of business. Go ahead.
So what I mean is by actually starting to pull the wealth out of the vaults of the banks. And what people don't seem to realize is that our money, our currency, is the U.S. coin from 1792.
No, I mean, I understand under the law it's gold and silver, and that's great. But, I mean, if Trump's in control of the fiat system, and he wants to reform the Federal Reserve, if we mess with the fiat system right now, they're already trying. It'll implode everything. And I get it's a Ponzi scheme, but Ron Paul has said, you just can't turn it off. You got to phase it out.
You can phase it out by withdrawing coin from the banks and circulating our currency. Now,
so if I go to a bank, I can get real gold and silver coin?
You can't. This isn't about gold or silver. This is about getting the specie that's available to you currently. And that's pretty much going to be in the form of either copper or zinc, you know, whatever. But Eisenhower gave us the Eisenhower dollar in the 70s. That basically weighs two halves, it weighs four quarters, and it weighs 10 dimes. Those are the silver coins, you know, quotes. But basically, coin is decentralization. It puts the hand.
No, I get it. We should keep cash. We should keep coin. I absolutely hear you. We need to keep that. The globalists want to get rid of it because then they can tax you by the banks when you do a withdrawal, make a transfer. It's horrible. Digital total money is horrible.
Well, wasn't there a case? I think it was
bail-ins. They've had been taking money out of people's accounts in Europe.
But wasn't it Texas that tried to get gold from the Federal Reserve? And
yeah.
The Federal Reserve was like, oh, and they just kind of put them in a waiting pattern, and then they
Germany ended did up too.
Not producing the gold?
5 years ago, Germany asked for some reason. It was $50 billion, and they still won't give it to them.
Yeah, so who knows if the gold's even there.
Oh, yeah, it's a disaster. Great points. Write an article about it, Evan. Pretty complex thing for a call, but
yeah,
people should. Ryan Little King from Canada.
Hi, Alex. I'm a big fan. I listen every day.
Hi to you and Owen. I've been a police officer for 15 years in Canada. I've been aware and researched globalism since I was about 17. I used to live in the United States. That's how I found your show for that topic. I've been listening to your show since about 2008, and I just want to thank you for your support for law enforcement and for your criticisms where criticism is needed. I've been hoping for a long time that you would be coming up to Canada, branching out here. On a Sunday broadcast, I heard you mention that you were considering branching out to the UK or Europe with Watson. And today I heard you say again that you feel that maybe it's time to branch out globally. And I'm calling to say, please do, Alex. Please do.
Well, I'll do it if the money comes in. I don't like managing things. I can't stand it. And I'm not a good manager at some levels. But we just have a commission. I mean, I keep waiting for other people to do it, but we want to do it. And so we're going to try to do it. It's just up to you. So I appreciate your support.
No, I'm being presumptuous here, Alex, but given the opportunity, I change careers in a heartbeat to join the InfoWar. And I have some capital that I could bring to the table, and I would be more than...
Well, listen, we'd love to do that. It'd be easy to have an infiltrator. We've had that before, but you sound great. We have people that go to our distribution center that isn't even our same building and try to knock on the door and get in, and you know, we're like 10 miles away from where they're coming, trying to get jobs. We don't even have the money yet to hire a bunch of people. Then we got to vet them. But yes, we do. Just write articles, write blurbs, source InfoWars. Show us the work you do on YouTube, write articles, do it under a nom de plume, a pen name. And then Paul Watson for about 2 years was writing about InfoWars 18 years ago. He was 17 years old. And when he was 19, I hired him. He's been here 16 years. So Paul Watson, when I only had like 5 employees, liked what we were doing, was listening to us, did a great job, wrote, had his own website, did his own advertising, made money himself, and I went and hired him. And I had to actually, I was like, well, you're already making that much off writing about my show. Well, I guess I'll match it. It was like a couple thousand a month. That was a lot of money for me at the time, but we did it. So kind of go out, prove yourself, and I'm not saying prove yourself, I'm saying prove who you are, create your curriculum vitae, and then we'd love to, you know, get you part of the operation. Because as we grow, we want to hire more people. It's just that it's very hard to do. And then we have attrition because folks can't handle this info, or they got a family member that's sick, or, you know, they've got something else they want to do. That's great. But we do have an attrition rate. Also, people get on air. They kind of get their own, wow, I'm really a bigwig. I want to go do my own thing. And they run off like people, you know, to an elephant graveyard to collapse. I wish they'd go off and be successful. But I hear you. God bless you. I appreciate your call. You know, you went out, you proved yourself, Owen. You went out and dominated, you know, and aged Skrillex and all of it. And then we've hired you. You've done a great job. So that's how it works. We kind of have to see people in action.
Well, and the thing about it is it's just this place can't be run like a typical business. There's so many people that want to work here. There's so many great people that send us information. I mean, my email alone just gets hit all day long. I can't even imagine yours or Rob Dude.
You get 500 emails a day?
Yeah. So I mean, but that's what you're talking about. If you go out there in the battlefield, you stick your neck out there and you prove your worth in the battlefield, that's how you're going to get noticed. I'll be honest with you, Alex. I sent my resume here probably 5 times.
Didn't even know that.
And I don't even think anyone still to this day has even read my resume, to be perfectly honest.
Well, how are we supposed to? We're like at guns
that's
all day.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, literally, it's we're on the battle tank. We're on the battle cruiser in the battlefield. And then people are like, hey, look at my resume, or hey, can I get a job? And it's just like, sorry, I got a nuclear missile I'm trying to, get rid of off my back here. You know, it's kind of crazy over
here. At every level, trying to defend Trump to get where he was just like, we can't, it's no insult. People used to send me emails going, I got a return from Governor Jeb Bush. And I go, fine, set up auto returns to people. And we do look at some of it and read the stuff. I mean, like 500 letters a week. I don't want to discredit letters. I'm trying to look at them. We get great clippings. It's kind of like, we're just grounding. You go out and attack the enemy. You politically, you go out and speak out. You go out and challenge him. Start your own YouTube channel.
And the truth of the matter is now is the best time to do it. There's so many people out there that are taking advantage of this time in history. They see the void of real news versus fake news. They see.
Go fill it. Don't think you just come to InfoWars or like Drudge, you know, at one of the highest levels right away. Like, I don't think I'd be the president right away. You know, I'm like jealous Trump's bigger than I am. I love it. Because he's, like, at that level. By the way, first-time caller, artificial intelligence, social media. I'm out of time. Try to call back tomorrow. Yeah, they're planning to take over with all this artificial intelligence fake bots to look like humans to make us feel alone. So that's a whole nother topic. Just know it's all a bunch of BS. and only the poor folks we saw at the Women's March are affected by it. I don't say that condescendingly. Hey, Owen, thank you so much for all you do, and the rest of the great
crew. Thank you, Alex.
And we've got the nightly news coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. All right, I'm
InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, you want to see the next level, fund us.